Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
All right, settle down, settle down. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, man, it is so on.
We're sorry. Due to heavy calling, we cannot complete your call at this time.
Tuesday?
A lot of stuff happening on Tuesday. Showtime.
Baby calf. Little baby giraffe calf has been born, everybody. That's right. That's right, everybody. I know it's Tuesday. We weren't here yesterday, so let me just get it out of my system. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dex and Steve-O. Beautiful Tuesday, 6:10.
High today of 83 degrees. It's getting up there, guys.
83 today?
Yeah. Oh.
Giraffe watch. It's a giraffe.
That's right, everybody. Giraffe watch
is over.
No, it's not.
No.
It's so far from over.
Okay.
There are still 55,000 people watching April the Giraffe right now.
Perfect.
And she's already had her baby calf. Oh my gosh, it happened, guys. I watched it. Thank you. I'll have to find it and give them a shout out later. Somebody messaged me at about 8:20 a.m. on...
8:20, that's
it,
nothing.
Saturday morning?
Yeah. I got a text from Bill Peterson at about 6 a.m. Our girl Brittany Flowers texted us about 5 minutes later.
Oh, I'm so glad
my phone blew up.
My phone isn't working right now, so I got messaged on Facebook, and I woke up and watched April the Giraffe give birth. Now, I didn't get to watch it live because I laid there in my bed for about 20 minutes and said, this is going to take forever. And I went back to sleep, and when I woke up, that little baby calf was standing up.
That's so crazy,
oh,
man.
It was beautiful, guys. He weighed in at 129 pounds and was 5'9". The little baby calf is doing great. We don't have a name yet. They're actually holding a contest where you can send in your name. What would you like to name this little baby giraffe?
Mm.
I'm still thinking about my name.
Mm.
I'm not sure. But yeah, the excitement is not over, Steve-O.
No?
No, it is not. She, April the Giraffe, actually injured herself. And they pulled the giraffe cam for a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she hurt her leg. But it's back up and running, and she looks beautiful this morning.
Okay.
But no baby calf in the pen right now. So I don't know what's happening with that. Oh, good morning. It is going to be a beautiful Tuesday. Big show today. We had a wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Easter weekend. Thank you for coming out to the Sunrise Service on Sunday. It was great. We had a lot of fun. It was a beautiful morning. Wasn't too cold. It was a little chilly, but it was, compared to last year, it was a fun Sunday morning. I enjoyed it.
It's beautiful.
Over 20,000 people, I think they said.
Yeah.
I mean, it was packed. Lots of people gave their lives to Christ.
Yeah, dude.
And we warmed you up. We got you going. We kicked it off for you guys. It's great to meet a lot of you guys on Sunday. How about you? What was your weekend like? What was your day like yesterday? Because we had the day off.
We did
nothing. It was one of those days. At the end of the day, I was going, this was a waste.
Yeah. Shout out to the Lord for helping me live.
Yeah?
Almost died yesterday.
Did you get a gun pulled on you, too?
No. Yesterday was a nice... Like, I slept in. I always... Like, for sunrise service, I was up at 4. Yeah. You know, like, my body just wakes me up. But for some reason, it was like, you need to sleep, buddy.
You didn't take the kids to school or anything?
No.
See, I did.
I don't think I got out of bed until, like, 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Lando and I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter before he went to school. It was great.
I did nothing. And then it was like, I should probably do something with my day. So I went out in the sun and checked it out for a little bit. And it was like, this is cool. It's not overrated. I like it. Being in the sun is cool.
Beautiful.
Got me some coffee and then reminded myself that I don't drink coffee anymore and got really jittery for like 2 hours.
I think that's
happened. Calm down.
Hasn't that happened to you recently too? You did that a few months ago, I think.
Yeah. So I just need the constant reminder, like, hey, you don't drink coffee anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. I don't drink caffeine. Mm-mm. Really. So, but then I made an appointment at the Apple store because I had cracked my iPhone. I was like, well, I guess I better go replace that. And so as I was on my way to get something fixed, the city decided they wanted to break something else. So I was on the freeway. What is that? I-40? Which is the one that runs west into east.
Yeah, that's I-40.
Okay, I'm on I-40 near Rio Grande. And there was a garbage truck in like the left lane, the far left lane, like the... I'm going fast lane.
Is he supposed to be in that lane?
I don't know,
isn't
man.
Isn't that a semi, basically? Semis aren't supposed to be all the way to the left, are they?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. It was all the way to the left. It was hauling, man. And it went around, like, you know, there's like a curve near Rio Grande. And it kind of, whoop, there's like a dip. And seriously, it kind of like dipped and then boom, this looked like a cinder block. Like, came out the back, like popped off of this thing and... slammed the hood of my car. My brand new. Dude, it popped off and I saw it and wanted to react, but immediately just looked over and there were cars on, like, you know, and there was nothing I could do.
Good job.
So I just braced and it, boom! Thank God it hit the hood and not my windshield. So it hit the hood, and then there were actually little fragments like shrapnel that hit the windshield. So there's a couple chips in the windshield. And man. I got to ABQ Uptown, and when I parked, I was like, I don't want to get out.
Ugh.
I don't even want to get out. And when I got out, I walked back around the front, and it was like, okay.
Ugh.
And it like dented my hood. Like it dented the hood, and there's crazy scrapes up the... I wanted to cry. My brand new car.
Darth Mazda?
Yeah. Or Mazdarth.
Oh. Mazdarth. No more.
There were multiple people, because I posted a photo, and there were people saying that if I call the city, but I'm like, I don't even know how that works. What I say, hey, man, because I kind of got the number. I don't remember it, though. You know, because on the back, it's like spray painted huge.
Yeah, you call the city, and they take care of it. Yeah. That or you have your insurance take care of it.
Yeah. With a monster deductible. I was seriously depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
Good thing it's just a car. It's just stuff.
Just turn it in, man. Get a new one.
Yeah, okay. It's the first new car I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, man.
I was just like, oh. But I'm glad I'm here, dude, because seriously.
Yeah, and props to you, because I think... the reason most people die in car accidents, especially where I grew up in Montana and stuff, people hit a lot of wildlife, deer, elk, and people swerve to get out of the way. Even if it's just a squirrel or anything that runs across the road, people swerve, and that's how they end up dying.
It took everything in me because my instant response was to jerk away, but I looked to the right of me first and realized there was a car there. There was nothing I could do, and just grabbed the steering wheel.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brace for
you
impact.
You have to run over whatever comes in your way. If it's a human being, I think you'd probably swerve. But other than that, you just go for it,
dude. It was. I got out and just immediately took pictures so that I could, of course, post it to social media and cry.
Yeah, you
so
gotta
that
call others the would city, cry man. With me.
It's the hood, man. It's dented. Like, it dented the hood of my brand new car.
Wow.
Well, I have a good friend, Rob. He runs the garbage men. I don't know what you call him.
He runs the garbage men.
He's like the
waste
main guy.
Management engineers.
Sure. He's that guy. He's the guy. So we can get a hold of him.
I have the partial numbers because I was like so freaked out. But that dude was hauling, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh,
darn it!
I was frustrated.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That
not your
stinks.
Fault unless you were driving garbage truck with the last numbers. I'm just kidding.
Put them on blast.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't. 585 live if you want to text in. 585-5483. You can also call us at 338-3700. What else we got on the show today? We'll find out if piercings, tattoos, vaping, being on Instagram is cool.
How did that?
Are they cool?
Do people I was like, think what do these cool? all have in common?
Piercings,
like piercings, tattoos, prison time.
What do they
Instagram.
All have in common? No, nothing. It's just they surveyed a bunch of people and asked, are these things still cool? Do people still think piercings are cool and tattoos? Because if you noticed, the whole tattoo thing has kind of died out a little bit. I don't see a whole lot of my friends or family members getting tattoos anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I just got one.
Well, I mean, you're the only one.
And you're right, though, which I'm okay with. This, you know, my kids, they don't really care. Yeah. Well, one of them does. They keep talking about their first tattoo. And I'm like, cool, man. Well, you're going to wait a good while.
Yeah.
Don't get it right when you turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
So.
25. Wait till you're 25,
30.
Kids. 30.
Five,
even 35.
40.
Wow.
Do I hear 50?
You know what? Don't get a tattoo.
No, don't.
Don't do it.
Not worth it.
What else?
If you're my kids only.
Yeah. The Boston Marathon happened.
Yeah, dude.
And we'll hear from the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. She did it again 50 years later. This was the very first woman to run a marathon. So it's pretty cool. And a dad fakes pee in his pants to support his daughter.
Dude, saw this.
This is such a great story.
This is like a Billy Madison moment for the ages.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Yeah. If peeing your pants is cool, then call me Miles Davis.
Oh, and you're going to be shocked and surprised to hear just how well Adam Sandler is doing on Netflix.
Yeah?
Because he signed a big deal with Netflix where he's releasing movies
every year.
He's got
that new show.
Yeah. And, man, it's going to – coming up in your news,
okay.
It'll blow your mind.
Dude, also, over the weekend, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 had its first press screening.
I saw this morning. Sounds like everything is –
we'll see.
Pretty good.
I mean,
reviews
we'll see.
Are in.
Yeah, first reviews.
Oof.
First reactions. Oh! Yeah, we got to talk. We actually got to talk, man.
Good. We didn't get a chance to do the show yesterday, so we'll go over the box office. We'll see how Fast and Furious did.
Man.
Because that, every time, that's why they continue to make these movies, because they do so well. It blows my mind.
Yep.
They're so good, guys. They really are. Even if you're not into cars.
Yep.
It's got the Rock, man. Come on. Quality Tam this morning. We'll hear from Tam, and we'll see how her Easter weekend went with Jordan Felice. Man, shout out to Jordan Felice. He is one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah, he really, really is.
Just a good dude. We had so much fun hanging out. What else is going on this morning? I have, if you know, with April the giraffe, it is over. I mean, she gave birth. I have 14 animal cams that are better than TV.
Oh, gosh.
We all need to find another animal cam, so I will help you with that. There's the jelly cam. There's the National Park Bear Cam, the Coral Reef Cam. I mean, there is so many cams out there, guys, that we can watch. I do need to find out which, is there another cam much like another birthing cam? That's what I need to find out. What's the next birthing cam? What would you like to see, Steve-O? That's the topic this morning.
Oh, gosh.
If you could see any animal give birth, what would it be?
I'm not like you, man.
I'm kind of burnt out on it. I'll tell you what. You know, for some reason, I became the spokesperson April, and I'm just like, oh, give me a break, people. Give me a break. We got a letter this morning as well. Somebody wrote in. It's titled, Watching Friends Leave. That is the title. It's always hard to watch friends leave.
Yeah.
To move away. I mean, we don't have any experience with this.
Yeah, none! He was the first person to text me when my car got obliterated.
Oh.
With this 5-inch
That's dent. A stabbing!
Obliterated.
Yeah. And
I don't even know how to live!
It's hard. It's hard to jump on Facebook because when it'll show you what you did last year on this day.
Dude, I watched that video like 7 times yesterday.
The one we were playing Guns N' Roses and the cassette.
Oh, I seriously watched it so many times. I even showed it last night like to everybody. It was just like, Grizzy, did you guys did everybody watch this video?
Yeah.
This was a year ago today.
Yeah.
With Teo.
I don't even want to look at Facebook anymore.
I know, right? Now is the time.
We had such a good time. It's such a great time.
Yeah, we did. It's okay. It's a new season, buddy.
It's a new season.
New time.
585 Live if you want to text in. Good morning, Starmie. When we come back, we'll do some headlines. We'll check the roads. Summer's here, guys. It's hot. Is spring really already over? Because when it hits 85, I feel like spring is done. That's hot.
Yeah.
85's too hot for me. All right, we'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
Kenyan athlete sweep at the famed Boston Marathon. Edna Kipla got finished within 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds, nearly a minute ahead of her closest competitor in the women's race. In the men's, Geoffrey Kirui finished within 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds.
UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, with 3 crew members on board, crashed near Leonardtown, Maryland.
New numbers from ICE say the number of immigrants arrested since President Trump took office is up 33% compared to the same period a year ago.
Police investigating reported sightings possibly of a suspect who posted a murder on Facebook over the weekend.
This is what we would consider a national search.
20-year-old Arjan Shatan has been found dead in his jail cell. You may remember Shatan was accused of killing 5 people in a mall last year.
He apparently committed suicide by hanging himself.
The Arkansas Supreme Court now barring a judge who blocked the state's multiple execution plan from taking up any death penalty related cases.
Bad news for drivers in Atlanta. Buckling pavement forced the shutdown of westbound I-20, an interstate being used as an alternate route because I-85 is shut down.
Good morning, 6:37.
High day of 83 degrees.
Oh man, how are the roads, Steve-O? Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads right now. Just regular construction going on. Central Avenue West between San Mateo and Jackson. The 2 right lanes are closed for some road construction. I-40 frontage road west between 4th and 12th Street. The right lane is blocked due to some road construction as well. No accidents to report, though, at this time. Let you look at traffic.
Traffic!
In 1906, 111 years ago on this day, the Great San Francisco Earthquake struck at 5:13 a.m. It was estimated at 7.9 to 8.3 on the Richter scale. Raging fires took weeks to fully contain. About 700 people died, and some 250,000 were left homeless. 62 years ago on this day in 1955, genius Albert Einstein died in Princeton, New Jersey. He was 76. And I actually remember this. I was 4 years old, and I remember my parents got a satellite dish, and the Disney Channel launched 34 years ago in 1983. The Disney Channel began broadcasting. Zorro, I just remember watching the old black and white Zorro when it first launched, the Mickey Mouse Club, Kids Incorporated. Ah, those are the days. Also, 3 years ago in 1984, on this day, Michael Jackson underwent scalp surgery to repair the damage done after his... Jerry Curls.
Okay.
Got fired during the filming of a Pepsi commercial. Pepsi kills, man. I'm a Coke guy. Pepsi kills. Got to stay away from that, man. How old is Chloe Bennett? She plays Skye.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
/ Daisy on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
31.
She is 25. The beautiful America Ferrera. She was Ugly Betty.
Oh. Why, she is 32.
33.
Okay.
Melissa Joan Hart. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Melissa and Joey. How old today? I was just going to give it to you because you're not going to get it right.
40.
Oh, 41.
Dang it!
David Tennant. Kilgrave on Marvel's Jessica
Purple
Jones.
Man. 45.
Man, you are so close today. 46.
Dude.
Conan O'Brien.
47.
54.
Wasn't even close.
I got two more here. Rick Moranis, Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Should I dump myself, Steve-O?
What? No, dude, okay. Are you kidding me? It's a film.
Hey,
it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Hey,
you were just okay.
Hey.
65. 64.
What the heck?
I hate all of this.
Man.
Dang it, dude.
Haley Mills. Come on. Haley Mills. Haley Mills, not Mills. Haley Mills. Classic Disney star of The Parent Trap, which, by the way, Jaden and I, we watched. Do you ever watch the old school Parent Trap? The one, was it the 60s that was made, I think? You ever seen that? That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I watched it with my daughter just last week, and she loved it. You never seen that?
Mm-mm.
Wow. It's on Netflix. You should totally watch
it. Okay. No, thank you.
She was, there were twins in The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
And she was the star.
I remember.
Haley Mills.
Wait. She was the star in the original?
Oh, yeah.
So she's like 70.
71. Are you kidding me? Almost every single one.
I hate all of this.
You
the
were
funny
one
thing
off.
Was I was like, okay, go even because you keep going odd and you've been off by like one. So I went even.
Unbelievable. You were one off on almost all of those.
Makes me mad.
Well, I've got some news.
Yeah, I've got some big news. In fact, I don't know if anybody saw this coming. However, 40 years ago, a little film called A New Hope came out. Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope.
40 years ago?
Yeah, they're celebrating the 40th anniversary right now. 1977. 40
years. Just blew my mind.
In 40 years, they have released 8 films, right? You've got episodes 1 through 6. You've got episode 7, The Force Awakens. You've got Rogue One. They've released 8 films. It's taken 40 years. In 16 years, another franchise has also released 8 films. The 8th film came out this weekend. It's called The Fate of the Furious.
Oh! Did you just compare The Fate and the Furious to Star Wars?
Well, here's why. Over the weekend, Rob Liefeld, he's the creator of Cable and all, he always puts up cool stuff on Twitter. And when he put this on Twitter, I lost my mind. It has taken Star Wars 40 years to put out 8 films. It has taken The Fast and the Furious 16 years to put out the same amount of films. And over the weekend, The Fate of the Furious opened with $532.5 million, making it the biggest worldwide opening of all time, edging out Star Wars The Force Awakens!
Does it, that,
what kind of world do we live in?
I know. I told you guys last week. I said
you did.
Watch. It'll open with over 300 million.
Yeah, you were a fan.
I used
you
to get made fun of all the time because when they started to really make these movies.
Oh yeah.
Again, they were making hundreds of millions of dollars, and I remember saying the same thing to Buck, and he laughed at me, and he said, "There's no way you're just gonna break 100 million." And I remember. It made, I think number 7 made over 300.
Dude, I saw the very first one at the movie theater. Like I've trekked along. Yeah, I love these movies.
They're fun. They're a fun
movie. I did not lend cash to it this weekend, however. But apparently a lot of people did. $529 million is what The Force Awakens did opening weekend. This one came at $532.5 million.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
It beat Episode 7.
It
is the largest global opening of all time.
I can't comprehend what just happened. Like, that doesn't make, it's the Fate of the Furious.
Yeah, dude.
It's the Fast and the Furious movies.
I know.
Are you kidding?
Here in the United States, it raked in $100 million, which was obviously good enough for a number one debut, considering number two was The Boss Baby, which made $15 million.
Wow.
The crazy thing is Boss Baby is up to $116 million now in 3 weeks, and The Fate of the Furious already topped $100 million in its opening weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it.
Now, I wasn't expecting 532 worldwide.
No.
I said 300.
Little cray cray. Here's some breaking news from UFC President Dana White. He took to SportsCenter where he announced, if John Jones is ready, we will see him rematch current UFC light heavyweight champ Daniel Cormier at UFC 214, going down July 29th in Anaheim, California.
I feel like we broke the news last week about this.
Yeah, but actually, when we were talking about the news, a good friend of ours was on the show and was saying that it was probably going to happen on July 9th, remember?
Mm-hmm.
This is a different card. This is 214, not 213.
I'm glad and I'm really happy John Jones is coming back to fight. I just, come on, he's going to clean the floor with Daniel Cormier.
I hope so.
Ugh.
I hope so.
Does he have to fight him?
Yes, he does, because I hope so is what I'm saying.
I know. He needs
everybody,
the belt back.
Everybody just overlooks DC.
Ugh.
He is a phenomenal wrestler. And if he gets John Jones to the mat, which won't happen, if he does.
Yeah, he'll just sit on him.
Yeah.
He'll just land top of him, and John Jones can't do anything.
So I hope John Jones comes out and just, like, undisputedly, like, there's no question, like, he just wins the belt back.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. That is what I'm rooting for. They were obviously initially slated to rematch at UFC 200. However, John was pulled from the fight card just days before the event after being flagged by the USADA for banned substances. John Jones won the pair's first encounter at UFC 182 in January of 2015, man. It's been that long.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. July 29th, Anaheim, California.
Come on, Jones. We believe in you. You can do this.
Is this a road trip? Are we about to take a road trip?
Anaheim?
Just a couple days later, old Jack Jeter's actually going to be out there for Fine Arts.
Oh.
National Fine Arts. He made it out there for his digital photography.
Nice.
So he's already going to be out there.
There you go.
Maybe our daddy just needs to go with him.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe we need to go. Maybe we should call Ricky, see about get some of those tickets to Anaheim.
We don't even need Ricky.
What?
I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay.
We're media, bro.
Okay.
Super easy to get
Speaking
on board.
Of media, shout out to New York Comic Con.
Oh.
Because this guy got his press passes yesterday.
Nerd alert.
Woo! Why is that such a big deal? Well, because they changed the way they do it this year, and I was actually nervous.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not even selling multi-day passes anymore to people.
What?
New York Comic Con. They wanted to ensure that people, like many, many people, because this thing sells out every year within moments. They wanted to make sure that everybody could get into New York Comic Con. So it used to be you could buy a 4-day pass because it's 4 days. You could buy a 3-day pass. Now it's single day passes only.
Nice.
Period.
So if I end up going.
So that people can have a chance.
See, if I go to New York with you, that's how I want to do it.
Because, okay, well, I got all four. Like, press passes yeah. good for 4 days.
I don't even
covering things.
I don't
all
even
4 days.
Really want to go.
It's called work.
So I'll probably just like hang in New York City and do things, and then if I want to go, I can buy a ticket. That's cool.
No, dude, they sell out like immediately.
Yeah, I'll make it in.
Okay,
I'll get in. I'm not worried about it.
Ah, I got some sad news, man.
No,
this is official.
I don't want sad news.
There is no one left on Earth who is alive. In the 1800s.
That's crazy.
The world's
crazy.
Oldest person, Emma Morano from Verbania, Italia. Yeah. She passed away on Saturday. She was born November 29th, 1899.
Wow.
Was the last verified living person who was born in the 1800s. Cause of her death hasn't been revealed, but she was 117.
Wow.
So I think it's safe to say... The cause of her death was probably not suspicious.
That's crazy. 117.
Are you ready for this? She lived by three rules. She said she lived such a long life by doing three main things.
Stop that. That is very racist to most people.
No, it's actually not. Did you hear her talk?
Hello. I am Emma Morano from Italy.
That's not how she talks.
117 years old. I do three things in my life. I eat the eggs. I go to a bed early. And I was always single.
Those are her three things.
Okay.
Eating eggs, going to bed early, being single.
Oh, here's
oh,
a
no.
video of her. Let's see. See if she can talk. Well, she doesn't have any teeth.
Okay, well, she's 117, dude.
Come on.
Emma, ancora.
Okay. I remember last week I told you my grandma who just turned 93, she went to blow the candles out because she turned 93 last week and she spit all over the cake. She basically yeah. like put them out with her spit. She didn't even blow them out. I can't wait to see this. I'm so looking forward to seeing how this lady blows them out. She doesn't have teeth.
Mario, aspetta. No way. Dai, Sofia.
Oh. Ecco. She nailed that. Are you kidding? I mean, she only had three candles on there, but whatever. All right. 117, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That is so old. Please, Lord, I don't want to live past 65. Please.
I do. I want to be 183.
Oh. Oh. You all right?
I guess I'm okay. Apparently, I sounded like Nacho Libre, according to the live line.
You did.
I did?
Good call.
Nacho Libre.
Get that coin out of my face!
Somebody wants to know what comic book sites I use. I mean, IGN's a good one. I follow a bunch of people on Twitter.
Hmm.
Comicbook.com?
Next!
Okay, moving on. I mean, a lot of people want to know, man.
Well, that's the conversation off the air.
Okay. Moving on. Carrie Fisher. This is breaking news. This is actually big news. I read this over the weekend. Because we announced something on Friday on the morning show that I have to retract.
Oh.
Do we have retraction music?
Yes.
Okay.
This is fake news.
Okay. You are fake news.
Yeah. Sir, go ahead.
Can you speak?
News so fake, it's probably true.
That's all I got.
Perfect, because you actually had blaster pistols in it.
Oh.
Last week, Carrie Fisher's brother Todd said Carrie would be in Star Wars 9. right? Remember we talked about it? Of course, she's got to be. She's too important to not be in it. We're giving permission to Lucasfilm to use her likeness in episode 9, blah, blah, blah. Well, not so bad.
None of that's real.
On Friday, Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy at the Star Wars celebration said Todd must have been confused because Carrie is not going to be in episode 9. Oh. They said that her work in Part 8 is fantastic, but when she died, they basically had to scrap all of their plans for her in Part 9 and completely start over.
Oh.
Here's what's crazy. She was slated to be a huge part of Episode 9. So they had to go back and completely rewrite a lot of Episode 9, which kind of bums me out. I would love to know originally what it was going to be. I mean, we're talking about Kylo Ren's mom, yo. You know that had to be a big story.
Yeah.
And now...
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that.
Remember how we talked about Fate of the Furious and how it's like, oh, it's the biggest movie in the world and all this stuff. How about this one? Take this, Fate of the Furious. The trailer for Episode 8 released this last weekend. Came out Friday. As of last night, that was the last time I checked, it already had over 24 million views. How many times did you watch that trailer?
Oh my gosh.
I've watched that thing like 10 times.
It looks so good. It does.
It looks so amazing.
I'd be curious to see what the Fast and Furious trailers, what they did for, you know, for views.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been a couple of days. Bruh.
I can't believe it. It beat Star Wars.
Yeah, but
globally.
You know, the second Episode 8 comes out, right? It's over. Episode 8's going to crush everything.
Yeah, but guess what? You know, number 9 yeah. of Fast and the Furious
yeah.
comes out next year.
I hear that they pulled the end credit scene. Did you hear about that?
No.
Fate of the Furious had an end credit scene and they pulled it.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hmm.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Speaking of end credit scenes, Guardians of the Galaxy releases May 5th. Guess how many end credit scenes there are?
One?
According to first reactions of the press screening on Monday night, there are four post-credit scenes. Four!
Why would they do that to us?
I don't know. However, at the press screening Monday, after the fourth and final post-credit scene concluded, people lost their minds, grabbed their phones, jumped online, and first responses are overwhelmingly positive. Now, here's the interesting thing. That doesn't mean that all of them are like fantastic, because some people were disappointed it didn't live up to the expectations. Others said it wasn't as funny or entertaining as the first, but those are like in the super duper minority. Just about everybody is losing their minds to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which makes me very happy.
Yeah.
I hope it's going to be
it's going to be so
fantastic
good.
Movie.
It's going to be so good, guys. It's a great time to be alive. All right, we'll do some more headlines coming up. When we come back, we have a letter titled Watching Friends Leave. Yes, April the Giraffe. We know. She gave birth over the weekend. We weren't here yesterday. We were out. We took a day off because it was such a busy weekend for Easter. So a lot of people want to know our thoughts on April the Giraffe and the new calf that was born. We'll talk about that. Also, are piercings, tattoos, vaping, and being on Instagram cool? We'll find out when we come back.
Is your for me for always?
Colton Dixon, All That Matters. He's going to be at Freedom Celebration July 1st. Isotope Stadium, it's a free event. Man, that's going to be a great weekend. And we announced at Sunrise Service the opening band. Is it a co-headliner for Colton Dixon?
Yeah.
Stephen Christian of Anne Berlin with former members of Anne Berlin. They're going to be throwing down some of Anne Berlin's greatest hits. So excited for that.
Make plans. Fireworks on July 1st. It is such a great time.
707. I think our girl Holly's here. Holly Slade.
Holly home?
I gotta go get Holly. Yes.
Holly Holmes here?
No, Holly Slade.
Holly Slater?
We're interviewing about Feed Kids NM.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Go get her, Steve-O.
I'm gonna go get her right now.
While Steve-O is getting Holly, Harvest America, let me tell you about that. June 11th at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Guys, we're going out. The Morning Invasion is going out for Harvest America. You can be a part of it. You can plan your trip to Phoenix, and you can serve in person if you'd like. We're going to be staying, so you can invite friends. You can stay where we're at. This year's event features Greg Laurie, music from Trip Lee, Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, special guest. You can go to harvestamerica.com to get all the event details. Like I said, the Morning Invasion going to be out there in Phoenix for Harvest America.
So excited.
I'm bringing Holly in.
Okay, thank you, Steve-O.
Okay.
Get her all set up there, buddy.
Yeah.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here this morning.
Awesome. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's beautiful outside this morning.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
I wish we could do the show outside every morning.
Why
wish
there was a
allergies, man.
We could just kind of, like this wall just kind of came down and we could just like slide the show outside.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I was going to bring a handful of cotton for you guys. It's blowing all around my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
That sounds awesome.
Man.
I grew up in Lubbock, Texas, man, and there was just cotton everywhere.
Like
for real. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And see, now you can't plant the cottonwoods that give off the cotton anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well.
Oh, man.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
So here's the thing. We're bringing you in for something very incredible. I was looking over these statistics that I got because of Feed NM Kids information and was kind of blown away. But for those that don't know, welcome to the show, Holly Slade. Tell us a little bit about Feed NM Kids and what you're doing.
Okay, so here we are. New Mexico ranks number one in childhood hunger. And, you know, when you think about that, that's just not acceptable.
Right. That's not like the good thing. Normally it's like we're 50th on. It's like, no. Number one in this is actually terrible. We want to be 50th.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're 49th in child welfare. And then we're number one in childhood hunger. And that's statewide. But, you know, Bernalillo County is pretty high up there on the list as well. So anyway, I was thinking about what we could do, praying through what we could do. And what I really sort of landed on was, you know, we have a lot of kids in the Title I program. About 73% of the kids who attend APS, and APS is the largest school district in the state. So 73% of the kids that attend there qualify for free or reduced price lunch.
Right.
Okay, so that's a statement on, you know, what's going on with mom and dad and the family, and it's a little hard.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a tough economy here. So that's great that they get breakfast and lunch through the Title I programs, but what happens on the weekend?
Yeah. Mm.
So when you talk to teachers, you talk to counselors, you hear what happens is these kids go in for breakfast and lunch and they start asking around, hey, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Can I have that? Do you want that? So you can kind of see which kids maybe don't have adequate food once the weekend comes. And so they're, you know, smart. They're doing some survival techniques. They're trying to stash up some food for the weekend. And then what happens is, I mean, they're kids. You know, they're hungry. And so,
and you know, when you're a kid, I'll never forget just the feeling of being hungry when you're a kid is completely different when you're an adult. You've kind of learned how to deal with the hunger when you're an adult. When you're a kid, you think you're dying.
Right.
You really do think you're dying. So I feel so bad for these kids.
Yeah, and it's not even just the stomach ache. I mean, because they have actually, you know, been able to kind of quantify what goes on with kids when they're hungry, and they've got poor attachment issues. They've got learning difficulties. They actually have an increased rate of hospitalizations, even. They have increased anemia, increased asthma, and increased obesity. And see, people don't understand always that very often in children, obesity is the result of poor nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that there's a lot of poor nutrition in, you know, economically challenged areas or families is because that's the food that costs less. Right. White flour and sugar. It's the cheapest kind of food there is.
Yep.
So Feed New Mexico Kids is all about trying to gather healthy, snackable, nutritious food that these kids can eat on the weekends.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, they'll are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? And they'll get the food. But Saturday comes, and I mean, you're a kid, delayed gratification, right?
Yeah.
So you eat it all on Saturday. Then comes Sunday, and we've got a whole bunch of mega churches in this town, a whole bunch of people just talking about where they're going to go to brunch, and you got a whole lot of kids literally out your back door that aren't eating anything on Sunday.
So true. Yeah.
Dude, and we just saw a huge gathering of those churches at Sunrise Service. I was blown away by how many people raised their hand that were from Legacy or were from Copper Point. And so we have the ability for these for our community of churches to come together.
We do. This you really know? Is a community outreach.
Yeah.
It's Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
You know, not just feed the kids that attend this church or that church. It's just we have to make it easy on the APS Title I homeless program to gather the food. You know, they can't go driving all over Albuquerque picking up, you know, one case here and one case there and one case.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've partnered with the APS Title I homeless program. And that's different than the meal program, you know, that gets the federal funding for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
The homeless program is focused on kids who are defined as homeless in that they don't have a permanent, reliable residence at night. They're couch surfing. They're living in motels. They're kids whose families are doubled up. Maybe mom and dad are temporarily in jail and they're with grandma. It's a huge increase in grandparents raising children right now. And they're on fixed incomes. And sometimes they've got 6-7 grandkids from different parents all in their house.
Yeah.
Then there's the other situation, too, where a family has just – they're in a temporary situation where, you know, they've lost a job. And they've maxed out the credit cards while they're trying to look for work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the house has gone into foreclosure, and now they're living with another family.
Mm.
And now everything's just hard.
Yeah. And it's got to be so embarrassing for a child, too. Go to school and know that he doesn't have money for lunch or he's starving, but that's embarrassing for a kid to go and ask for food.
Yeah.
You know,
it's probably why we don't hear enough about that as far as like, the homeless in within the APS system alone. Like there are thousands.
It's very hidden.
Yeah.
Childhood hunger is hidden. The children are, embarrassed, but they're also afraid.
Sure.
Like we have, 3,500 kids in the APS system that are considered quote unquote homeless.
Wow.
Okay.
Man.
And that's the ones they know about.
Right.
So a lot of them are teenagers, and APS is doing a fantastic job of finding these kids and coming alongside them to advocate for education. But, you know, they can't make their primary focus being a food bank.
Yeah.
So we're really kind of working as three points of a triangle. There's APS Title I homeless program. There's Roadrunner Food Bank, and there's Feed New Mexico Kids now.
Yeah.
And so Roadrunner Food Bank, you know, used to do a backpack program. We hear a lot about backpack programs, but what they found was you'd have entire families eating out of a backpack that was only intended to nourish one kid.
Right.
So Roadrunner shifted their focus, and what they're doing is they're trying to get more food to the families.
Yeah.
So they've got some mobile food banks, and they've got some farmers market style food pantries set up in a few of the schools, but we're still number one in childhood hunger.
Right.
Okay, it's not getting the whole job done.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing good work, but there's still this huge gap.
Right.
So we're that third point of the triangle where we're not trying to be Roadrunner Food Bank. We're not trying to be Title I, you know, the federal breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is to get food into the hands of the kids for the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're talking snackable food, healthy stuff. Okay. You know, we're not talking candy bars and cookies.
Yeah.
You know, think about what would you want your kid to eat over the weekend if they had a test on Monday?
Right. And especially, you know, for kids that aren't getting any food at all. They need that so badly,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, even, oh God, this just breaks my heart because, and I think about the teachers too. Shout out to the teachers again, because I can't imagine every day going to school and seeing it firsthand.
Right.
Seeing it. And I mean, for me, I would want to just take those kids home and I would want to do whatever it took to make sure they got fed. And they see so many things that we don't.
Yeah. And there are individual teachers and there are PTAs and there are individuals in various counties that are doing what they can in their area, yeah. but we're still number one in childhood hunger.
Right.
Ugh.
You know, I mean, yeah. here we are. And so it's going to take more than, you know, teachers who are doing right. the best on the amount of money that they make
right.
and a PTA that's, you know, conquering what yeah. they have in their little area. This literally is going to take the community.
Yeah.
And the vision for this is not just APS. The vision is eradicate childhood hunger in New Mexico.
Yeah. Right.
We have enough population centers with people who are doing, you know, better than average, and even people who are doing average, that everybody can give a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can partner with Roadrunner Food Bank and some of their distribution networks, and even volunteers. You know, eventually we'll get to the point where we'll need a soccer mom brigade of people with SUVs right. and vans, you yeah, know, to help dude. Us get them to some of the other locations.
Right.
So right now, the donation bins at Calvary Albuquerque are the place where we're gathering most of the food. And on the first weekend, it was amazing. We got over 1 ton of food.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Yeah, we got 2,300 pounds, and a wow. ton is 2,000 pounds.
That is incredible. Yeah.
So then we got 600 pounds the following weekend, 850 pounds the weekend after that. And this is a marathon,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So what I really want people to get is anytime you go to the grocery store just buy something extra.
Yeah. Right.
But it has to be snackable. It has to be, you know, this isn't spaghetti and marinara right. sauce type stuff.
Right.
This is a kid who doesn't have a can opener, doesn't have a microwave, may not even have a bowl to pour cereal
so
in.
So maybe something with pull top lids.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So it's the, you can do Chef Boyardee pull top stuff, beef yeah. jerky, tuna pouches,
yeah.
Protein bars,
yeah.
you know, and even though some of the, you know, pudding cups and fruit cups and all that are great, and they're belly fillers and they're comfort food. You know, if you're going to get some of that stuff, just make sure that you're also getting some protein items right. in there too.
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah,
I just feel like if there's some way, I mean, thank you for coming in and sharing all this, because I really do feel like if we knew what was actually going on, we wouldn't have this issue.
Right.
I just, you telling me this right now, I've been all upset over APS and the whole, you know, canceling middle school sports, and I've been all fired up. And then you come in and tell me this, and I'm like, that doesn't even matter. It doesn't even compare. These are kids yeah. that are starving
right,
yeah. right here right. in our city.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the people over at this homeless program outreach are really amazing, you know, and
yeah.
I sat down and visited with them for a while, and I said, okay, you know, so first priority is they're mainly identifying the teenagers, because it's the teenagers who are couch surfing, living in motels, and who are at highest risk, quite frankly. I mean, you guys, I don't know if you were, you know, fine, upstanding young gentlemen when you were 13, 14
Absolutely.
Years old.
Absolutely, yes.
But if you're 13 and 14 and hungry, are you tempted to steal something?
Right.
Mm.
You know,
especially as a parent, think about parents too. I always think about this. I always say this:
what you would do for your kids,
what we do for our kids. Yeah. I mean, you will do anything for your kids
right.
if they're hungry. That's why you see a lot of break-ins, and that's why we need to be given to these great organizations all the time. Because if we don't, we're going to see more crime. We're going to see parents doing whatever it takes to feed their children.
Yeah. And teenage crime. And think about the trajectory that your life is on. Let's say you're, you know, 13-year-old boy, whatever. You're hungry. Your stomach hurts. You got a headache, whatever. And you think, I'm just going to grab that one thing. And immediate gratification, you know, we don't learn delayed gratification really until much later in life. And okay, then you get arrested for shoplifting. And then your life is on this whole trajectory because you were hungry.
Yeah.
You were hungry. So let's solve the hunger problem first. Let's get down to the foundational level. Let's solve the hunger problem first, you know, and then we can tackle middle school sports.
Exactly. I mean, everything else seems.
We have people chiming in on the live line, members of our Starmy listening in, and wanted to know if just dropping it off to Calvary was the way to go, or could they set up something at their church, or how does it work? What do you guys recommend?
Right now, we're collecting at Calvary. If people want to set something up elsewhere, they can send me an email.
Okay.
And it's feednmkids@calvaryabq.org.
Okay.
They can send me an email because we do have some volunteers who are really passionate about this project, and they are partnering with their own workplace or their own nail salon.
Right.
But see, this is a tiny little volunteer community. I keep calling it Gideon's Army. We have six dedicated volunteers right now. And so what we need is people who are willing to say, you know what, at my workplace, we're going to do a gathering, and I'm the one that's responsible for bringing the food to Calvary Albuquerque on Friday after work or on Sunday when I come to church, you know, or dropping it off during your lunch
hour.
That's
how you do it.
If you go to another church, that's fine. You know, we've got the bins in the south foyer. You can drive right up through that south driveway and leave your car right out front, run in, put the food in the bin, and drive off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not hard to drop off. But what I need right now is not a list of places that we have to figure out logistically how to get to.
Right.
I need people to say, you know what, I'm in, and I'm in so much that I'm gathering the food at my workplace or my hair salon or my whatever, and I'm the one bringing it to your food bins.
So then in turn, the food that is collected here, everybody's like, wait, how does this work? And they're excited, which is good. How does the food then in turn go out, you guys? I mean, you mentioned...
APS Title I comes here every Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
It's incredible.
Wow.
And we load it up. We got a bunch of plastic bins. We've got some volunteers that come here every morning. Monday morning at, you know, we come at 8:30. Actually, APS comes at 9:30. And we loaded up. The first day they had to bring a big old cargo van and a pickup truck. And, you know, we just barely got it all in there.
That's phenomenal.
So this is weekly. And we are collecting through the summer because we've got to get them, you know, stocked up and stored up for, you know, the 9-month school year.
Yeah.
You know, just collecting during the 9 months, we actually won't have enough food to meet the need. We've got to collect year round. So, you know, I keep saying this is a marathon.
Right.
And so if you donated once before, that's awesome. But every time you go to the grocery store, if you can just get that in your brain, make it a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we had some of the most beautiful donations too on that first weekend. There was a family of five that came in and they dropped off one granola bar, and I really think it was the widow's mite.
Yeah.
You know, for that family,
right?
That was the widow's mite. Yeah. And I mean, there is an opportunity for everyone here.
Exactly.
Everyone.
Think about all of the non-perishable food items that we have sitting in our pantries right now at home that we haven't touched.
Right.
I mean, I'm just thinking about my pantry, and I haven't touched some of that stuff in a while.
Yeah.
All that stuff, box it up.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
I mean, you guys were talking about movies earlier. It's like, you know, if your family budget is such that, you know, there's not extra room, is there something you can cut out in your month?
Yeah.
That would enable you to bring food in for this.
Right.
Because, you know, this is eternal reward type stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this is what matters in life.
Just because we don't see it every day doesn't mean it's not happening.
Right.
And that's the problem with it, is we don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Can you go over the stats again, where we're ranked and everything, for all the new listeners tuning in right now?
Man.
Yeah, so we're ranked 49th in child welfare. We're ranked 44th in child homelessness. We're ranked first in childhood poverty rate.
Man.
And we're ranked first in the nation for childhood hunger.
Mm. It's unreal, man.
Yeah.
To hear those statistics here.
I think when we think poverty, we think the Bronx, you know,
right?
We think the, you know, tenements in Detroit or wherever.
Right.
We're number one in the country for childhood hunger right here in New Mexico.
Yeah. Man.
And we don't need to be. That's the thing, is this is not a heavy populated state. This is not like California. And so, you know, people ask the vision. I say, eradicate childhood hunger in New Mexico. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. It's like, no, you don't understand. Right? Our whole state has less population than some cities.
Right.
Yeah.
We can do this. We've got population centers that can handle this. We've got Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Ruidoso, Roswell, we've got, you know, Las Cruces. I mean, we've got population centers where people are doing well enough in their homes that they can contribute and then leave the logistics up to us on how we get it out to the rural areas. You know,
right.
The food has to come first. You know, I've met with lots of people and we've been brainstorming about, you know, the logistics of getting it out there. And we can think of several different ways that we can get the food out there.
Yeah.
But there has to be food.
There does.
We got to have the food first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not trying to duplicate what Roadrunner's doing. We're not trying to duplicate what, you know, the Title I Breakfast Lunch program is doing. We're trying to fill the gap in between.
Yeah.
And the reason why we need extra food is because now think of school holidays. Now in the summertime, there's the Lunch in the Park program. But let's be honest, that's one meal a day.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And again, Saturday and Sunday come along, right? Well, think about the school holidays that it's just like Monday off. Okay, if you get breakfast and lunch at school every day and Monday's a school holiday, what are you eating?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right. What's crazy is that we have so many people chiming in. One person said, what I don't get is the state of New Mexico hands out more government money for food stamps than just about any other. So why is it that these kids aren't getting food? What is happening with the money? What's the money going to?
I'm told that food stamp money in the average family lasts the first 3 weeks of the month.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, we've got situations where families may not qualify for food stamps.
Right.
In the homeless program, you know, the ones that we're talking about, the homeless kids, the 3,500 initially.
Yeah.
A lot of those kids are living somewhere where any social service benefits that would normally be attached to that child are not for some reason.
Wow. Well, and it's funny.
So if you're couch surfing, you're not 18 yet. You don't have any food stamps.
Yeah, that's true.
When I was growing up here at APS, you know, my dad passed away when I was 6 years old. My mom worked so hard. She worked for FAA. She was an air traffic controller. She worked so many hours. And there were three of us. And the funny thing is, as you talk about not being eligible, like you're speaking to my family. I was one of those hungry kids.
Yeah.
I was one of those scrawny little hungry kids because she wasn't eligible. She was always working. So we didn't really have dinner, if you will. And I was on one of those programs where I would come in and it was kind of embarrassing. And they had the little yellow card.
Right.
And, you know, my name for the free breakfast. And so I remember that. And I remember the feelings of being in a different line. It was back then, you know, I doubt they have different lines now. They probably want to make sure I shouldn't say I doubt that because it's never mind. We're partnering with them. And so, you know, I had to stand in a separate line for the free lunch or free breakfast and the free lunch, you know, in elementary and middle school. And it was, it's embarrassing and it's unfortunate because you're right. Not everybody quote qualifies and the qualifications can be outrageous sometimes.
They can be difficult. I mean, you know, we're really talking about the people that fall through the gap.
Yep.
So we're not talking about the people who are well fed on their food stamps. You know, if you think about food stamps and you know, I realize they're proportionate for the size of the family, but let's be real about the cost of food and what's gone on. You know, I was here a couple, 3 years ago, Steve. I remember talking about grow your own food. Everybody needs grow your own food because the price of food has gone up way more than the cost of living.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, people can't keep up.
It's so true.
Man, somebody wanted to know if you could mention the email again. feednmkids@calvaryabq.org, right?
Correct.
feednmkids@calvaryabq.org if you'd like to get involved. Somebody else said they were interested in trying to figure out how to set up non-church drop-off locations. And you had mentioned if somebody has that on their mind, then maybe rock it at your place of employment, do it yourself, and then have somebody,
a volunteer,
have a drive, somebody bring it here, because
depending on the size of the location, you know, if that person is chiming in from Sandia National Labs and their donation is going to be sizable, you know, we can arrange a pickup.
Yeah.
But if you're working somewhere where you've got, you know, 10 employees and your donation definitely makes a difference.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, you've got
to. But you're able to haul it here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's some of that in there. You know, I definitely don't want to leave out the larger employers. We will figure something out.
Right.
Email me and we will figure it out.
There we go.
Man, we're challenging you right now, Starmy.
Absolutely.
Because I'm definitely challenged. I mean, I have so much food in my pantry right now that I can box up that we haven't touched in months. I know there are probably thousands of people right now in the same boat.
Yep.
Or like you said, when you go to the grocery store, just think about grabbing a few extra items if you can. You know, if you can do a whole other grocery basket full, that's great. But if you can just do a few things, that's what counts. That's what all is going to add up.
Yeah.
And we can, with those stats, we can get rid of all that, you know?
Yeah. It really is up to your family and what you're compelled to do.
Right.
Yeah. You know, some people will go to Costco and they'll buy an extra case of this or that. Other families, you got a family of five, you buy a box of granola bars that have six, and your family might be strapped right now. If you can bring that one extra granola bar, that's awesome. Because think about if you're hungry and you've got nothing on Sunday, nothing versus one granola bar. Is that granola bar huge in your world?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Mm. Man. We have listeners all over the state chiming in. Somebody in Las Cruces wanted to know how to get involved in their city, because obviously right now, I mean, it's here locally in Albuquerque.
Yep. Email me and I will give you the template for the program and kind of show you how to partner with your school district and get the ball rolling.
Feed NMKids at calvaryabq.org, the email address. Holly, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
Anytime.
It.
All right, we have to take a break. We have a letter when we come back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Kenyan athletes sweep at the famed Boston Marathon. Edna Kiplagat finished within 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds, nearly a minute ahead of her closest competitor in the women's race. In the men's, Geoffrey Kirui finished within 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds.
UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, with 3 crew members on board, crashed near Leonardtown, Maryland.
New numbers from ICE say the number of immigrants arrested since President Trump took office is up 33% compared to the same period a year ago.
Police investigating reported sightings, possibly of a suspect who posted a murder on Facebook over the weekend.
This is what we would consider a national search.
20-year-old Arjan Shatan has been found dead in his jail cell. You may remember Shatan was accused of killing 5 people in a mall last year.
He apparently committed suicide by hanging himself.
The Arkansas Supreme Court now barring a judge who blocked the state's multiple execution plan from taking up any death penalty-related cases.
Bad news for drivers in Atlanta. Buckling pavement forced the shutdown of westbound I-20, an interstate being used as an alternate route because I-85 is shut down.
Guys, if you only get a little bit of the show every morning,
yeah,
you can get Dex and Steve on demand.
What?
On demand.
Oh, man. I only catch about 30% of what you say, so I should probably start podcasting us.
That's right. On demand. If you only get a few minutes driving the kids to work, or excuse me, driving the kids to school, driving the kids to work.
7:39. High today of 83 degrees.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads. No accidents to report this morning. That's a good sign. However, there is some road construction. The left lane is closed. Montaño Road Northwest at Coulter. Also, Montgomery Boulevard East at Wyoming. The right lane is closed there. And because I said there were no accidents to report, somebody's like, watch this. Alameda Boulevard at Ventura. Unfortunately, there's an accident reported over in that area. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Man, we really need to spread the word about what's happening to these kids in our state. The fact that there are hungry kids in our city, in our state, that should break our hearts.
Yeah, dude. Somebody said it's very sad to hear about this. There are many children that go hungry, yet it's so frustrating to be in a grocery store behind someone who pulls out a food stamp card, runs up a bill for $500, $600, and then goes outside and gets in a brand new vehicle. The system is broken.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be fixed. It's like, well, you're in the meantime... I definitely agree with that. In the meantime, here's what we can do. We can donate food and we can get it to the hands of the kids because it's true. And unfortunately, sometimes those on food stamps don't have – they're not given the proper education.
Yeah.
A Star member said that exact thing, actually. They aren't given training on budgeting, how to make their food stamps go further throughout the month. How to eat healthy, how to feed their family right. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't fault the kids for.
No, you can't at all.
A parent that is bad with their finances. I mean, it's not their fault. Yeah. It's not their fault that they were born where they were born, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact that it's happening, there should be nobody going hungry.
Right.
Especially in this country.
I'm going hungry. Can you play
Temple of the Dog? I'm going hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Light on my steam barrel. Okay.
Thank you, Holly, for coming in.
Yeah, dude,
we told her
awesome.
She needs to come in at least once a week because it is one of those secret things.
Give us an update, man.
It's one of those things nobody talks about because nobody really knows it's happening.
I was absolutely floored to find out that New Mexico is number one in the nation for childhood hunger.
Yeah.
Number one, guys.
Our state is in some serious trouble, guys.
Well, what we can do is complain and not actually do anything about it. Yep. Or.
Yep.
Seriously, dude, there are ways to help. We can easily.
And I always hear from people that I've had friends that have moved out of state that have left because they were just sick and tired of the violence of, you know, our education. You name it, our state is in trouble in all different areas. Yeah. And when I start to think about it, and I start to feel like, you know what, maybe raising my family here isn't the best option.
So what you're saying is because it's run down, instead of actually contributing to the community, you want to flee the community, huh?
Well, I was just about ready to say that.
What a jerk.
That's when I have to kind of slap myself in the face and remind myself, hey,
yeah,
do something about it, dummy.
Be the change, man.
Be the change. We all need to be the change.
The prophet once said, I'm going to make a change for once in my life.
I'm going hungry.
No, that's Temple of Doubt. I was actually moving on to MJ.
I just really
can feel real good. Gonna make a difference.
Got to do it, man.
Gonna make it right.
You got to do it.
Somebody just chimed in as a good reminder that they may have borrowed that brand new car. They may be living out of that.
Yeah,
brand new
you don't
car.
Know the situation.
We don't know the circumstances, and we should not judge them for that.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
one star member.
You get jaded.
Telling
on,
another star.
I'm helping. On giving.
No, we should
all
never.
Can. Like I said, your pantry. Most of us, our pantries are full of things we have not touched in months.
But we also have to remember that a lot of them don't have can openers. So
that's true.
That she was mentioning the fact that pull top openings, single serve Chef Boyardee items, maybe some power bars, some granola bars.
Power bars are the way to go. There was I don't know what company this is, but some guy created this bar, and it has everything you need nutrition wise in it for a whole day in one bar. You eat this bar and you're good for the day. And he sells it to usually hikers and people that do rock climbing, things like that, for backpackers because they can't carry a lot of food. So he made a bar that you could probably Google this bar. He made a bar with all the nutrition you need in just one day. And they say after you eat the bar, you are stuffed.
Yeah,
you are full. But yeah, they got together with this scientist and they were able to just put it all in one bar.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to look into and you know, to give. I don't know. Something easy like that.
Yeah.
585 Live, if you want to text in, 585-5483. We have a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thank you, Starmy, for the wonderful letters that we received. Man, we got this really long letter over the weekend, and I know you haven't had a chance to read it yet, Steve-O. I was at basketball practice yesterday for my son, and I had the opportunity to read this letter. And thank you, Stefan, for writing in. It's so long that I'm not sure if we try to shorten it. Maybe we can get to it this week because it's such a great story about...
Oh, so this isn't the letter you're reading?
No, this isn't the one I'm going to read. Because this is, again, it's a long letter. So I think if we shorten it, we could do it this week. But if you get a chance, you got to read that letter.
Why would we shorten it if they put so
it's
much heart
really
into it?
It's really long.
But if you had good music back behind it... I could read it
it's
well.
It's too long for radio.
I could read it well.
It's a great story, though.
I could read it well.
It's a really good story. So thank you for that. We'll try to get to that one. But we have another one that we got this weekend. And it's titled, Watching Friends Leave. Dex and Steve-O, I know two families that are moving out of state over the summer. I'm very close to each of them. Two of my best friends are siblings in one of these families, and the members of the other family are all very close friends of mine and the rest of my family. They're all additionally members of the church we attend. It really hurts to remember that they'll be leaving in a matter of weeks, and I don't know what it'll be like to glance over at where they normally sit in church to only remind myself that they're an 8 to 12-hour drive away. This is something that will be a bit new for my mind to grasp. I'm currently 16 years old, and this hasn't happened to me since I was 7 when a friend moved to the East Coast.
But things were different then. We would play online websites as a way of keeping in touch. But I won't be able to use the same method as a fun way to keep in touch with these friends. Anyway, I know that you both went through a similar situation with Teo recently, so that's why I'm asking you and the Starmie for advice. How do you adjust to having a long-distance friendship? How do you conquer the feeling of knowing that it may be a long time before you see your friend face-to-face again? It's great questions.
I wouldn't know anything about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's
kind of a sensitive subject. If a friend says that they're going to move away, you immediately disown them in your heart and soul.
Okay.
And pretend like they're dead.
Okay, now...
It's too bad Teo died in that tragic what? Car accident.
Oh my gosh.
Love you, bye!
No! That is not how... You know what? I will say...
R.I.P. Teo.
This is how Steve-O deals with his emotions. And it's funny because this is really how he is. And anybody ever comes up and mentions Teo, this is exactly how he deals with the situation.
I'm totally fine! We don't need him.
Teo! Who's Teo?
I'm a rock. No, I'm being funny. Here's the thing. Thankfully, we're talking friendships here. This isn't a relationship. Because the sad truth is, people come and go, man.
Yeah.
If you truly care about this friendship, you're going to stop being selfish. And I know that sounds harsh to you, 16-year-old. But guess what? You sound kind of selfish.
Really?
You're like, what? Yeah, dude. I don't know how this is going to work. They're leaving.
Oh my gosh.
They're going somewhere far away. And what? How do I cope? It's like, how do you cope? They're the ones moving into a strange new place.
Yeah, the kid is 16 years old.
Think about the other person.
He's never been in this situation.
They're going to be in some random new city. They're going to have to make all new friends. You're just losing one. You jerk.
Oh, wow. I apologize. Right now, that was Steve-O and his thoughts on this issue.
Dude, whatever. It's 2017.
What does that mean?
How do you cope with long distance?
He's 16 years old.
You're still going to Facebook him every day.
That is true.
You're still going to talk to him every day. When I was a kid growing up and we were moving city to city because I lived in a few, it was much different. Remember letters? No, I do.
Yeah. No kidding, right? Yeah, it is a different. Be thankful
totally different world,
that
man.
We have the technology that we have.
Can only FaceTime him 3 times a week?
Yeah.
Shut up!
Okay, now that's... Don't listen to Steve-O, okay? This is a real issue. These are his feelings, or
you know,
her
I'm
feelings.
I'm just being a jerk. I'm trying
and,
to be funny.
This 16 years old, he's never really... This person has never really had... Do we know if it's a girl or a boy?
We don't know, because okay. I didn't see this letter. You put that letter in there. It's a girl, dude.
Okay, yeah. I think it could go either way.
It's a girl. It's a girl who chimes in regularly, who's really, really cool, and I'm just giving her a hard time.
Yeah, she said, this hasn't happened to me since I was 7 when a friend moved to the East Coast, but things were different then. We would play online websites as a way of keeping in touch, but I won't be able to use that same method as a fun way to keep in touch with these friends.
Why not?
So they're gone.
Okay.
They're donezo.
You know, it is tough, but such is life. And it's a good learning experience because the truth is you just got to cherish the people around you while they're around you. Because we're all going to be dead soon. What?
Man, you are a ball of fun this morning. Man.
Last night, as Brody was praying, he's 4. He started praying for our bodies because the sun is wearing them down. And one day, we're all going to get old and be dead.
Oh, that was his prayer?
He's 4. And I was just sitting there going, yeah, man, no, true words never spoken.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how much time you spend in the
so
sun, really.
So morbid. Yeah. So he's been talking a lot about death lately. But the truth is, I mean, we know what this is like. I was devastated when Teo said he was moving away. And I'm a grown-up. And I've dealt with that many a times. Because, like I said, we moved from city to city. And it was always difficult. But on the flip side, maybe that's why I'm a little callous. Yeah. Because I'm like, psh.
Yeah.
Try having to move, like, every 4 years. It was no fun, man. Because just as you got settled in, it was like, just kidding, we're moving. But you had to adapt. And you got to meet a lot of really cool people. So you're losing a friend. They're moving away. But it's, again, 2017. You've got the internet.
Yeah.
You're going to talk to them. They didn't die. And that's what I have to keep remembering. Teo's not really dead. He's still alive in spirit somewhere in the sky.
I think he's dead to you. I think you've made that perfectly clear since he's left.
Yesterday when I was almost in a horrific car crash, you know the first person to contact me was? Teo.
Beautiful. I didn't even see it on Facebook.
Well, it was on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, I didn't see it.
My true friend, Garrett.
I didn't see it.
And he was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, dude, it was insane and all this is happening. And he's like, dude, you got to do this and take it. Man, that would have been terrible. I'm so glad it just hit that. What if it hit the windshield?
You're still friends. You're still friends. Just because he lives 3,000 miles away doesn't mean that you guys aren't friends anymore. Of course you're friends. And that's the same situation with you that wrote in. I mean, they're moving away and it's sad.
If you're real friends, your relationship will grow and it'll be cool because no matter how far away you are, if you're really friends, it's going to be awesome and you guys are just going to get over it and be friends. However, if you're not real friends, you're not going to get contacted. And all of a sudden, it's going to be 6 months. And you're going to be like, what was that person's name?
Yeah.
I don't even remember because you weren't even really friends. Who cares?
Yeah. Wow. Here's another point. And this is something you kind of learn as you get older. Most people don't have that many close friends.
That's true.
How many do you think the average person has as far as close friends?
You mean like close? We're not talking acquaintances.
Right.
Here.
Just
we're talking
close,
like
very close friends that you possibly hang out with every day. Or every other day. I'm just saying close friends. I mean, they are your close friends, your best friends.
Three.
Right.
3 to 5.
Yeah.
1 to 3.
I know.
1 to 3, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And so when one of those leaves, it is devastating.
It's like having your arm taken.
It really is. But here's what you learn as you get older is that just leaves an opening for a new friend. Because you always want to be...
You're trying to tell her to replace her friend already?
Yeah, that's what you do. In fact, years ago, I used to hold contests. And when my friend Mitch moved away, I had a contest where people could move into that spot.
Wow.
As my best friend.
You were so dumb.
And it worked.
Hmm.
It worked. And it stunk because here's the thing. My best friend Mitch moved away 2 years ago. He came back and now we're not even friends anymore.
What?
Yeah. I'm very bitter.
Okay. Somebody wants you to play the Friends Are Friends Forever song.
No.
Somebody said, but it's hard when you keep making the effort on a friendship, but the other person doesn't.
Yeah, Mitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you? You and your wife have a kid, and what's the deal?
Somebody just chimed in, a member of the Starmie, to say, the thing that she probably doesn't realize right now is that most of us aren't friends with anyone from high school now that we're adults. It might seem like the end of the world now, but eventually... She'll make that one friend that's going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, but then you wait. No, don't say that lasts a lifetime, because that's not the situation. This is a situation where a friend is moving, is leaving out of your life. Sure, you're going to, like Teo, he's going to be a friend for life, for sure. But it
will
still
stinks.
Will you
please stop, like,
it still is
patronizing
upsetting.
This letter?
It's upsetting that your friend
it's
moves.
It's upsetting. But it's 2017, man.
Come on. As much technology you could throw at it, it's not the same as Teo being right here in
look
the studio
the, look
with
behind
us.
The door. Speaking of friends.
I thought Teo was here.
No, it's not Teo. But speaking of friends, do you have like 3 minutes?
I do.
You just going to jump in?
Yeah.
Jump right in.
We're talking about the 16-year-old who just sent us a letter and she's sad because her best friend is moving away. And we're trying to tell her that friends come and go because... Get over it.
Okay. Be nice. Be nice.
Congressman Pierce just walked into the room. Speaking of friends, you're a friend of the show.
I am. I just always enjoy coming in here. You guys are right on the edge of the cutting edge of humanity.
You know,
pretty
we try.
Much.
We try.
Much.
But here's the thing. I feel like as a friend, we don't get to see you, but like a couple times a year when you're in town, but we're still friends.
That's right.
So, I mean... She'll get over it.
I've got
it,
friends that I haven't seen for years, and you can really tell your friend when you walk in, you haven't seen them in 8 years, and the conversation picks up exactly where you left.
Exactly,
right?
Man. Yep. Exactly.
I've got friends that I haven't seen in decades, but we still just communicate, and frankly, that's the sort of spiritual connect that we have with God that we're never going to see in this life.
Yeah.
But if we're only... captivated by the visual, then we miss some of the deeper implications that we have in our life. And so I think it should be a learning experience for the 16-year-old. And, yes, separations do occur, but the feelings continue on. It's like somebody said, mom passed away. Somebody sent me a card and a couple of years ago when that happened, said, you know, the music's gone, but the melody keeps going on in your head. You know, you got it in your heart. Right. You hum it during the daytime. And that is, I think of mom. I think of those lessons back when I was 4 and 5, and she's trying to get me housebroken and stuff.
Yeah, so, man. Gosh. Yep. Man. So what are you doing in Albuquerque?
We're up here. Just going to have a press conference on UNM tomorrow, 9:30 at Hodgins Hall.
Okay.
They've been involved in the sale of body parts, the aborted fetuses from Southwest Women's Options. And we've been engaged in the issue for 4 years or something, telling them, please, there's a different way.
Yeah.
Just clean us up. Finally, the congressional committee gave 2 criminal referrals to the attorney general over the matter that they
so you're like, throw down.
Yeah, and nobody is talking about it. And so Marsha Blackburn was the head of that committee. She's a congresswoman from Tennessee. She's coming in just in a couple of hours and will do events with me all the way up leading to the press conference tomorrow. I just don't think we can be silent on some things.
Yeah.
And this is one where no one is willing to talk publicly about it. And they say, well, it's going to ruin your career. And I said, I'm not after a career. I'm just after the truth. And
so
I don't know. It's distressing because I met with the president of the university twice.
Yeah.
Saying, please take this a different direction. I said, I'm friends with the committee. I know that they would be influenced if you were just to reverse course. They refused. We talked to friends of mine on the Board of Regents. They had me set up meetings with the committee 2 or 3 times and then never bothered to show up and didn't tell me why they didn't show up. And so that was kind of embarrassing. But overall, it looks like everybody's just trying to kind of pull the rug over everything. And so I'm just saying, okay, if I'm the only one speaking out, that'll be fine. I'll speak out. But Marsha came into town, and so the two of us will be there tomorrow.
Man.
Oh, man.
Good. Do you watch any, like, political TV shows? Because I feel like every time we kick it, your life is one of those, like, real-life designated survivor type things where it's just crazy all the time. You need a reality.
It's pretty
TV
crazy
show.
All the time. I mean, the health care bill, I was one of the no votes when President Trump was tweeting out in the middle of the night he's going to run people against us. And I told him, with all respect, sir, I said, you're making an emotional appeal that just helped you out. That's an emotional appeal. I'm telling you the structure of the replacement that we have planned is not a good one. You've been given a bad product, and you're having to sell it. And I said, I respect you. I really like a lot of things he's doing. But I said, I'm a no. Anyway, he got pretty mad and tweeted out about he's going to do it. And I had to tell the president twice, face-to-face once and once on the phone, and the vice president face-to-face once and once on the phone, 4 times in 36 hours to the 2 top guys in the country. And if your rudder is not pretty deep in the water, you'll start sliding sideways on those issues. But I'm there and very confident that my compact is deeper than with just constituents. My compact, my prayer, when we initially thought we had run in 2002, my wife and I prayed that if you send us, then our honor is to you and our constituents, not to the president. And so President Bush got cross-threaded with me a couple of times, President Obama, and now President Trump in the first 100 days. But but I still am honoring the promises that my wife and I made in those early prayers. And that's still our prayer today to show us the way, Lord. We many times we don't know.
Yeah.
How has the landscape changed? Like, obviously, I was going to say, you've been a part of this game for many years.
Tremendously. It's... Under President Bush, you just got a sense that, we had a lot of talk, but we weren't getting action, and President Obama was moving exactly the wrong direction. And President Trump said before he was inaugurated, you might hook your seatbelts up.
Yeah.
Said,
yeah.
It's going to be a pretty fast pace.
We're seeing that.
And it is. And typically, January is a throwaway month for us in Congress when you're sworn in.
Yeah.
So you get sworn in, and you go home and work the district for a month. He said, I don't want you leaving. So we went on the 1st of January. We flew to D.C. We were sworn in on the 2nd and began to work. He was sworn in on the 20th. He said, that parade that takes 4.5 hours to get from the Capitol to the White House, I'm going to make that 1.5 hours. I'm going to sit down and start signing legislation. So you work the next 20 days when I'm sworn in.
Gosh.
Very first thing, I'm going to go. And I mean, he did. Hour and a half parade. He was in the Oval Office and signing things. And they've been courageous things, too. I mean, he's... He sent Mike Pence, the first vice president to ever come to the pro-life march there in D.C.
Yeah.
Huge march. So here comes the vice president for the first time in history. And then Kellyanne Conway, the president's chief communicator, yeah. showed up and she spoke. And she said President Trump was going to come, but he had previous stuff. And so you get this guy who, in all appearances, had no early indications of spiritual nature and faith.
Yeah.
And of all the people that you would pick to put the most Christian, most morally based cabinet together, he has. So there was a deal going down the stretch in the last weeks, and you know, the ugly stuff that came out. And Trump admits, yes, I did that, and I probably don't deserve the support of evangelicals, but I really appreciate it. And so there was one article that said evangelicals are willing to trust everything to God. And we do. They said they're willing to trust everything to God except Trump.
Yeah.
And if you look at Trump's life, Pence is as strong a Christian as you can get. I mean, in his life and off camera and all that, he's legitimate.
Right.
I've known him since I went. He was there when I went. And
Trump just recently gave his life to Christ, though, right?
And Pence says there is transformation occurring in this man's life.
That's cool, man. Oh,
and so always we want to give up on people. We want to say there's no redeeming that person. And Trump probably came close to fitting in that category.
Right? Yeah.
And look at what's happening. I mean, I signed that thing just last week saying that states can opt not to give Planned Parenthood money for abortions. I mean, that's basically what it is. He's reversed the Johnson Amendment. President Johnson, way back in the 60s, mm-hmm. put that thing in that we'll take your tax freedom of tax protection away if you speak from the pulpit on political matters. Well, America was founded in the pulpit.
Yeah.
The British said if it weren't for the black robes, that's the guy that were in the pulpit, they would take those robes off and they'd have the uniform underneath and they would lead their congregations into the revolution. It was them speaking for 50 years in the pulpit, no taxation without representation. It was them saying a man's house is his castle. It was the ministers, it was the guys in the pulpits who laid the foundation for the belief system that 50 years later became our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. So when we today say that pastors cannot speak on issues, it is wrong.
Yeah.
And so who would you think would reverse that in human history but Trump?
Yeah.
And so again, I will tell Mr. Trump when I disagree, but I also recognize the things that he is doing, which are right, and that's a tremendous number.
It's a crazy time to be alive. I mean, you see just the headlines right now, what happened in Syria, and now you see North Korea. And, you know, how they're puffing their chest and they want, you know, the whole nuclear weapon thing. And I don't think Trump has an issue with dealing with North Korea after seeing what he did with Syria.
That's the power of strength. And again, as that whole deal went down, he's sitting at dinner with President of China. They launched a strike. He doesn't say anything. When the 59th missile struck and it was over, he said, by the way, we just struck Syria with 59 missiles because they gassed their own people. And he said, we will not stand silent to crimes against humanity. And he said, now I want to talk about North Korea. Well, something about the way he broke that out to the Chinese president caused the Chinese president said, I think we should talk about North Korea.
Yeah.
So you notice the paper today, USA Today, that China is really sticking beside us and telling North Korea, shut it down.
Yeah.
Stop your research. Again, I think that's not happenstance either. President Trump is a master negotiator, and I think everything he does is negotiation. So when he strikes Syria, it sends a message to Russia, it sends a message to Assad, sends a message to the terrorists, to North Korea and China. Well, then, if you're watching in the campaign, he says we're going to label China a currency manipulator, meaning they cheat on their currency in order to make their goods more cheap, and it takes our jobs and sends them over there.
Yeah.
So Trump says we're going to do that. But then he gets to talking to them about North Korea when they're down there over the weekend after the strike, and then they continue the talks when the president goes when they depart ways and they're back in China and we're here. So yesterday, if you note, or day before, he says, I don't think we're going to list China as a currency manipulator. That was a huge gift, but you also see China sticking with us on North Korea.
Yeah.
I think that was a negotiation.
Right.
Look, you know and we know that we could label that and we would win. But we also think it's more important to make the world more stable and peaceful. So you, China, take care of North Korea. And China's influence is that North Korea, the estimates are, they would not exist for a week without China's food and without China's fuel oil. That is, they don't have any capacity internal. They've destroyed the entire economic framework of the country. Can't even feed their own people.
Yeah.
So China has a very large standing. And so that's, again, the power of a business guy who understands what the stakes are. Very few of our presidents, very few of the negotiators we send in on trillion-dollar deals know what we are giving. And so they never know what to get in return. And President Trump knows. So a lot there. That is very powerful.
Man.
I have a final question because I know we're way over. How do I become the White House press secretary? I was trying all last week because I think I would be dope at that job.
I think you'd be great. I don't know. I'll put your name in.
Okay. There you go. Right. I mean, Spicy, he's good. He's bad. He's otherwise. But, I mean, come on, man.
Well, you're a superstar.
White House press secretary, Steve-O. It's got this, ring
ready.
To it.
I'll lead the campaign.
Yes!
Oh, man. All right.
Thank you, Congressman Pierce.
Always great talking to you.
All right. We'll see you soon. All right. We'll be right back.
This is KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, New Mexico's fresh alternative.
The Fast and the Furious faction. Sorry, I mean the Fast Feelings. Sorry, I just had that movie on my brain. Okay. So good. Gosh, so good. Good morning. Tuesday.
Good morning.
812.
High today of 83 degrees.
That was up in traffic.
Not good, my friend. I-40 West at San Mateo Boulevard. That's exit 161. There's an accident. The center lane is blocked. Ugh. Jamming everything up if you're traveling I-40 westbound. Thankfully, no other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Real quick, let me do this.
Giraffe!
Oh, gosh!
Watch! It's a giraffe!
It is just
Aren't
a giraffe.
Aren't we over this?
No, we're not, Steve-O. We're not over. As you probably heard, April the giraffe finally had her baby. Beautiful, beautiful calf. It happened. Thank you to all of my friends on Facebook that hit me up telling me that it was happening. Because if it wasn't for you out there, I wouldn't have been able to see it. So thank you for that. I'm currently looking for a new birthing cam. And I will let you guys know as soon as I find one. I found a really cool jellyfish cam. I found an otter cam, a grizzly bear cam, hummingbird cam.
I can't believe...
So far, I haven't really found one that has piqued my interest. But if you guys know of any good... birthing cams, let me know so we can cover that. I'm just still waiting. I mean, people are still watching April. It's crazy. There's 72,000 people watching April right now at the Animal Adventure Park after she's already had her calf. I thought people would have moved on by now, but they're not. They are addicted to watching April the giraffe. Back to you, Steve.
Putting my headphones down.
Why? Why would you do that? Hello? Anyone? Hello?
Anyone? I'm done with your stupid giraffe!
Fine! I am too. Also, shout out to everybody this weekend. Easter sunrise service was amazing.
It was.
Thank you for coming out.
It was.
They were saying like probably over 20,000 people this year.
Yeah.
At Lobo Stadium.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Beautiful sunrise service. A beautiful message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. We had many come forward to receive Christ. And, thank you for coming out. And thank you for all the great text messages we received, and getting to hang out with you guys, getting to meet a lot of you that we've never met before. It was fun. 585 Live, if you want to text in, that's our live line, or you can call us at 338-3700. Did you want to read anything?
I mean,
I thought you had something.
Birthing cams, ew.
Birthing cams.
Somebody else said, talk about getting deep. Thank you, my man, Congressman Pierce. I love how he's in town and he's like, I gotta go see Dex and Steve-O. Like, yeah. That was out of nowhere. That wasn't booked. That was my favorite.
He just, come on in. Come on in.
He's just like, I'm in town. I'm in the general vicinity. I'm just going to walk in.
That was pretty cool to hear. Because, I mean, he's a congressman. So he gets to see what it's like over in D.C. since President Trump has taken over. And to hear how different it is compared, because he's been there since Bush.
I wanted to know, like, immediately I had two questions. How different is it with President Trump, and how can I become the White House press secretary?
Okay, yeah.
It's going to happen. Yes, Julia. Okay, I'm sorry. At this time, we have no further comment about the situation. Julia, I've already told you that. Julia. No. Next.
No.
I'd be awesome.
No, we already found that out last week.
My boy Spicy, he's trying. He keeps messing it up.
You can't control your tongue.
I could. Yeah. You know who would be a great one? Have you seen Melissa McCarthy's impersonation of Spicer on SNL?
Pretty good. That's funny.
I die. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I was never a big fan. Anyway, somebody just chimed in and said, my wife's going to have a baby. We're going to live stream it. Something you can follow.
Ooh.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I don't want to watch a human being being born.
By the way, our letter just chimed in and said, hey, thanks for answering the letter for me. I'm honestly surprised how quickly you guys got to it since I sent it less than 24 hours ago. Thank you. Hey, since you're listening, I was being really harsh and I was just kidding. It's always hard when a friend leaves. It's okay to cry. I still cry when I think of Teo.
No.
All the time.
Okay, well.
How do you lie?
You know what? Cut his mic.
Say goodbye.
Yikes.
To what? Steve.
He said, go west, young man. And we were like, hey, we're heading towards a carotid artery, bro.
The good time.
Steve-O, I know you so excited over there.
Steve-O, you awesome.
Yo, Gabba Gabba. Let's do it.
Good night, Chicago.
If we
a man tried faking a urine homies? Test with a tube full of warm Mountain Dew. That man's name, Steve-O Jeter.
Okay. Miss you, Teo.
Yeah.
You're still here, buddy. You're still here. In my computer.
Okay.
Thank you. Quality Sam coming up at 9. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this survey from BuzzFeed. They asked people to rank whether these things are cool or not. Here are the results. Do you think vaping is still cool? Vaping? It's changed a lot here. Remember New Mexico, Albuquerque used to be one of those cities where you saw it all the time. And I would always travel and to see family in Reno, or we went up to Seattle once. And you go to other cities back when vaping was really taking off, mm-hmm. and they weren't vaping like they were in Albuquerque. I mean, it was a really popular thing here.
Really?
And now it seems to have died off a little
bit. I hope so, man.
I don't see very many people vaping.
The last time I was at H&M, there were no 14-year-olds vaping in the dressing room.
See, there you go.
See, I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Every time I go into that store, it's like some little hipster kid with this giant TV-sized box. It's like, cotton candy, bruh! You know? Gosh, you're so dumb.
Yeah. They asked people to rank whether these things are cool or not, and 5% of people said that vaping was cool. Just 5%.
Good. Good.
How about smoking heaters?
What? You know what the funny thing is? Okay, so yesterday, my phone, it cracked. Which, by the way, thanks, skinny jeans. No joke. I had like this hairline crack across my iPhone 7, and I didn't drop it or anything. It was in my pocket, and it's just so thin now.
Oh my gosh.
Because my jeans are tight, thanks to CrossFit.
Okay.
I cracked my phone. So I went to go get a replacement. I'm like walking around ABQ Uptown, and I just was like, well, it's going to take a little while. So I like started walking up the street on Indian School. I'm walking around, and a person walked out of the melting pot. Like somebody that worked there and went around the side and like sat down on the ground and pulled out cigarettes. And I was like, weird.
You don't see it very often anymore.
You guys still exist?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I didn't realize that was still a thing.
The only time I really see people smoking is occasionally when I'm driving. I'll see somebody next to me at a stoplight and they'll be smoking a ciggy.
I'm going to say a ciggy. I'm going to say 7%.
6% said it was cool.
86%. Not cool, man.
Yeah,
it's not cool.
How about having lots of Instagram followers? Do you think that's cool if you have lots? I feel like, you know, when you are on Instagram and someone starts following you, you kind of go over to them and see who they are. And then how many followers do they have? Oh, wow. They have 400 followers. Is that cool, man? Having lots of Instagram followers?
Dude, 89% said it's cool. I think it's totally cool.
25% said it was cool, man.
Really? 25% of people still care?
Yep.
Wow. Which, by the way, a Starmy member just chimed and said, my husband vapes. He is so embarrassed that he does it.
Is that Sarah?
He likes Buck? It, but he doesn't ever do it in public.
Is that Buck? Buck, quit vaping. Stop vaping.
Somebody said vaping is for dudes that want to be girls or dudes that like dudes. Okay.
What?
It's a member of the Starmy, man.
All right. How about being into obscure music?
What? I'll say that's still cool. Are you kidding me? On my way to work this morning, I was like, what am I going to listen to? Star 88, obviously. Okay. But then, in real life, I was browsing, and there's like curated playlists through Apple Music, because that's the one I rock, and it's like, tomorrow's hits. It was all this obscure, these bands I'd never heard of. I was listening all the way in like, yeah, I'm going to discover some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Right after I listened to the new Harry Styles. It's so good, man!
Yeah, but the thing is that whenever you meet somebody and they start naming off all these bands, like I remember I was hanging out with this guy named Stefan Carson, and I was like, oh, what are you listening to? And he started naming off all these bands, and I was like, wow, hipster, never even heard of any of these guys. Like Black Hawk Toothpaste, Rubber Ducky Washer, Flat Top Mix.
What?
Those are all the bands he named. Like, what are you talking about? But he thought it was so cool because it was so obscure. Well, guess what? Being into obscure music isn't that cool. 46% said it's cool. Being really into sports, 52% said it was cool. Being into nerd culture, 54% said it was cool.
I was
going to
say, that's probably up there.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's weird how the nerds have become cooler than the jocks. Because... being into sports, being a jock, 52% said it was cool. Now the nerds are cooler at 54. Beards are 57% said beards are still cool. All right, now these are the two that you don't see very often anymore. I mean, you still do, but tattoos and piercings. According to a survey from BuzzFeed, they asked a bunch of people to rank whether these things are cool or not. Do you think tattoos are cooler than piercings? Or piercings are cooler than tattoos?
Tattoos are cooler than piercings.
No.
What?
Piercings at 73% are still cool. Tattoos at 69%. That's crazy. So there you go. It is different how things have shifted, you know? I love that vaping and smoking are not cool anymore. You know, you don't see it very often. And I'm happy for you, the nerd culture, Steve. I'm glad that you guys are at the top now.
You know why it's cool? Here's why. Because I'm not killing myself reading a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was in high school, it was very uncool to like read comics and or be into nerd culture in any way, shape, or form. And they were picked on. Meanwhile, everybody else was outside. I was actually talking to my kids about this weekend. There was a smoking section at La Cueva. Do you remember that in high school?
Oh,
was there a smoking area?
Uh-huh.
There was a smoking area. So I was like trying to tell them, because we saw like a random person smoking. And it was like weird. You know what I mean? Like
right.
So not cool. My kids were grossed out by it. So I was talking about how like I was very uncool. I was just like theater nerd kid. And the cool kids were out at the smoking area, like smoking. And so I'm like, you fast forward, you know, 15, 20 years. And now like all the quote cool kids are reading comic books, and those other kids are dying.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm okay with nerd culture being like hip now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Like it becoming mainstream. Although there would be those nerds that would be like, no way, that's why it was cool because nobody else was into it. I disagree. I just like fun stories. It's totally cool. And nobody's dying. People are enjoying it.
Dressing exclusively in black, 61% think that's really cool.
Huh.
I like dressing in black, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's cool, man. How about getting detention? Do you think that's cool, not cool, or I don't know?
Not cool. I don't think getting detention is cool.
83% not cool. Getting detention. Ooh. What do you think of this one? Culottes.
What is it?
Culottes. 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 What is that?
I don't want to say it because I fear I might accidentally cuss.
What is that?
In Spanish.
What kind of fashion is that? All right, whatever. Anyways. Brightly colored hair. 55% think that's cool. Okay. All right.
Our cool friend, Thigpen out in Brooklyn, he's pretty hip. He's really cool.
He's so cool.
He said he had gauged ears, not earrings, and a lip ring. None of those he has anymore. But he definitely has zero tattoos. You know why? Because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
Okay, now.
All right. And finally, to chime in, that survey was definitely not in New York because dressing in black would have been 100% of people responding with, they make other clothes?
Okay.
I guess it's still cool, man.
Well, speaking of cool, let's talk about this dad before we go to break. This is a pretty cool story if you haven't heard of the dad who stepped up when he saw his daughter had peed her pants. A guy named Ben Sowards of Enoch, Utah, found out his six-year-old daughter, she had an accident at school last week. So before he went to pick her up, he splashed a bunch of water on the front of his own pants so she wouldn't feel alone and ashamed. In fact, I think I might have the audio here.
What's up?
Nothing.
You falling in love with the wall or something?
I had an accident.
You had an accident? What does that mean? Oh, I know. Okay. Don't worry, buddy. You hang tight. I'll be right back.
So the dad runs over, splashes water on his pants, and then runs back over to his daughter.
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes! You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow. Hey, man. Ernie pees pants, too.
Well, apparently his daughter thought it was funny, and it made her feel a lot better. Her sister posted a few photos on Twitter, and they went viral. And it is really cool to see this dad. He's got it looks like he peed his pants, and his daughter has this big smile on his face and kids.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
That's so true. So true. You know. You just aren't cool.
Is that the coolest dad in the world?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool dad.
Is that the coolest dad of all time?
I don't know, all time. I mean, I've done way better.
You know, what?
Cooler things than that.
Do you know how degrading it can be to pee your pants in public?
Sure.
How that can make you feel? And that dad, he didn't splash water on his pants. He peed his pants.
Yeah. Oh, well, he didn't pee his pants. He didn't full-on really pee his pants, Steve-O.
He really peed his pants.
No, he didn't.
That's what makes it cooler.
Now, if he did, would that make him cooler? Or
I'm peeing my pants right now.
Oh, okay. All right. On that note, let's take a break. Okay. I can't even talk. I think we're going to have to dump this whole segment now. Can you hit the dump button, please?
I think that's the coolest thing, man.
Hell,
but only if
you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Okay, he did. He really did. Just for you, though.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do some more headlines. Quality Tam coming up at 9. Hang out. We'll be right back.
Today is tax day. Here's a reminder to what is not tax deductible. That cute little outfit you bought your cat so you could post pictures on Facebook because you haven't had a date in 2 years.
Not tax deductible.
Your Netflix subscription that you binge watch because you're too depressed to go out and meet people and have an actual conversation.
Not tax deductible.
Your gym membership that you haven't used since the first week of the year because you stay at home taking pictures of your cat in its cute little outfit and then binge watch Netflix because you don't have a life.
Not tax deductible.
Good luck and happy tax day.
Guys, it's tax day. And guess what? This guy right here got his taxes done. Thank you, Leslie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, and then I remembered, wait, I did those in February.
Wow.
Yep, got her done.
It is 8:41 on this tax day.
Hi today. Oh, 83 degrees. Well, unfortunately, there's another accident to report. I-40 East at 4th Street. That's exit 159. It's off to the right at this point, but it's still kind of slow going. I-40 eastbound as you near the 4th Street exit. That's exit 159. They have been able to move it off to the right, though. So no other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Make some plans to join us in Phoenix for Harvest America.
Dude, this is going to be awesome!
Man, you can be a part of this in multiple ways. You can, you know, they always need people to serve.
Yeah.
So if you want to go out and be a part and serve, you can do that. You can hang out with us where we're at. Invite friends, family. You can host the simulcast. Greg Laurie, music from Trip Lee, Phil Wickham,
what?
Need to Breathe.
Sorry, I'm on the website for harvestamerica.com and look at the featured news partner spotlight. Beautiful. That would be Star 88.
Are we the only radio? Are we the only radio that's going to be there? That's pretty big.
Star 88 and KNKT is going to simulcast this year's Harvest America to 5 different radio station networks across the country. Dozens of stations will simulcast the Star 88 signal with networks reaching Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Montana, and New Mexico,
what?
In addition to live streaming online. And guess what? The Moanin' Invasion is doing the pre-show. Oh, they're hosed. They don't even know what's about to happen. I'm stoked for this, man. Need to Breathe playing.
Yeah, it's, man,
Phil
this is
Wickham,
a great lineup.
Trip Lee and another special guest. I'm wondering who the special guest is. There's
guys,
a special
me.
Guest they haven't announced
it's
yet.
It's me. Hey, guys, it's me.
It's June 11th.
I'd like to make the announcement.
Phoenix at the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Mr. Laurie called me up and asked me if I'd be a part of it this year. And I said, okay.
We're already a part of it,
yeah. Well, he wants me to sing. You know, he's like, I hear you are, he goes, I hear you are the parody master.
Greg doesn't
will.
Talk like that.
I hear that you can
a little scratchier.
Sing very well, sir.
And he's said, got yeah. like this, I can't even place it.
I hear you are the Weird no. Al of our time. And it's I said, it. Yeah, okay, well.
It's not it at all.
I can put something together for you.
No.
I'll be singing all of my favorite parodies.
I'm excited. June 11th, University of Phoenix Stadium. Road trip!
Yeah, we're bringing out the fam, and it's going to be a great time just to get out of town. So if you can make it out June 11th in Phoenix, Harvest America, please do so. Make plans now. All right. Coming up at 9, Quality Tam.
Just say it!
Whoa. You have very white teeth, my friend.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody always thinks that I whiten my teeth.
But you don't?
I don't whiten my
you
teeth.
You just brush your teeth.
Well, I just have good teeth.
Yeah. I got some good news for coffee drinkers who are tired of having yellow teeth. Someone just invented clear coffee that won't stain your teeth.
Yay!
I mean, apparently we have forgotten the lessons that were told to us in first Crystal Pepsi 1-7.
Oh.
And now history is doomed to repeat itself because two brothers in England just started selling clear coffee. It comes a bottle. You're supposed to drink it cold. They say it's made from high-quality coffee beans and pure water. Took them 3 months to figure out the secret formula to make it clear without any chemicals or artificial ingredients. Yeah. They say they mainly wanted to create it because, quote, we are heavy coffee drinkers. Like many other people, we struggle with tea stains. There was nothing on the market that would suit our needs. A British newspaper reviewed it and said, quote, the taste is strong, like a potent cold brew, so that's good. Another review wasn't quite as kind. Quote, odd, but not unpleasant.
Yeah, this isn't going to take off.
Like water, but with an aftertaste of coffee.
Yeah, see?
End quote.
This is not going to take off.
Here's the deal, my brah. If you want to try it, you're going to have to spend some cash.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going to take a little amount of time. Did I mention they were British? You can get a 5-pack from their website for $19.
Yeah, there's no way.
For a 5-pack. That's like $4 yeah. a bottle. Throw in another $19 for shipping, by the way, because it's the UK. And wait.
$19 yeah, for shipping?
Got to wait 3 to 4 weeks because of the high amount of orders currently. So
really?
It's going to cost you like $40 for a 5-pack.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to take about a month to get here. Is that really worth it?
Yeah. And even if it did catch on over here and you could buy it at your grocery store, I think it would be a lot like Crystal Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Kind of niche, man.
Don't mess with the formula.
Yeah. If you're going to rock coffee, you're going to rock coffee.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning finally revealed the meaning behind Omaha. Remember how he saw always yell, Omaha, Omaha.
Right?
Mm-hmm. He's finally explaining what it meant. And of course, it has nothing to do with Omaha, Nebraska. He said it was just the indicator word. It was a trigger word that meant we were changing the play. There was low time on the clock. Ball needed to be snapped right now. Omaha. Set, hut. He didn't have any direct connections to Omaha, but his chant made him popular in Omaha. He said, I'm a big deal there now. I went there a couple of years ago. I got a key to the city. I've always got Omaha if I need a place to crash. That's what he said. Here's the best part. His brother Eli said, he stole it from him.
He stole it from him. I've been using it for 10 years. He used it 1 week and then, gets all the credit for it. So, I've been asked a few times and, you know, I still can't reveal what it means though. Honestly, I stole it from Tom Brady. So, when John Huffnagel was our coordinator my rookie year, he came from New England and they used it in New England. And so he brought it to us. So Brady was actually the original user of it.
There you go.
Wow.
It's just an indicator.
It's not even from him.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of interesting that it's from Tom Brady and then it was made famous by Peyton because they were like, that was a great rivalry, man.
That was a great rivalry.
Woo! Sports. Moving on. Scientists have invented a dryer that can dry clothes in half the time. It gets better.
Nice, Dino.
Without heat!
It sure is loud in the laundry, man.
When's the last time you were in one of these places, man?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. When our dryer broke down this last year,
that's what happened to us too.
Kick it in there, and it was very interesting. But they're scam artists.
What?
They scam
you. Laundromats are?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
What do you mean?
You got to, like, put money on a card now. You can't just pop quarters in like the good old days.
See, the one it probably just depends, though. Like, the newer one, sure, but they still have the old school ones.
Nah, dog. This was in Rio Rancho, and we went out there, and you, like, pop money in this machine, and a little whoop, like, Metro-type card came out. And then you had to slide that into the dryer. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, there's not enough money. Well, but I only need 43 more cents. Oh, but you can't just put 43 cents on it. You have to throw a fiver on there. I see how you do, laundromat.
Wow.
I see how you do. Ugh. Yeah, I was bummed. So I have like 3 of those laundromat cards lying around and they've got like a buck and change. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
Like, but you can't do anything with them. Laundromat. Scientists at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee were tired of this noise. They developed a dryer that can make doing laundry quicker. It's called the Ultrasonic.
Nice.
Expected to be up to 5 times more energy efficient than most conventional dryers and able to dry a large load of clothes in about half the time. Instead of using heat the way most dryers do, the ultrasonic dryer relies on high-frequency vibrations. Devices called green transducers convert electricity into vibrations, shaking the water from the clothing. Scientists say that this method will allow a medium load of laundry to dry in about 18 minutes, which is significantly less time than the average 50 minutes it takes at many heat-based machines.
This is the most relaxing noise. I'm using this at my nap later.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a baby, my mom used to just put me on top of the dryer. Wait, that explains so much!
Oh! I'm telling you guys, I've been doing this for my naps. I'll just put YouTube on my TV and just, I've been doing a fan sound. And because I've been wanting to buy a fan.
Yeah.
Because it usually drowns out. Now I just use YouTube. Just turn it up real loud. I'm using the dryer today.
Hey, man.
I'll update you guys.
Do you love Whitney Houston?
She's all right.
What?
I mean,
you know. What?
Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right?
Yeah, she's all right. Oh, my gosh. She's not one of my faves.
Not only is she a brilliant musician, she's in one of the greatest movies of all time. 1992 was the year. Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, and of course, I Will Always Love You. Y'all remember that?
It was a great movie.
So I'll go.
Sometimes you just want to kick back and watch The Bodyguard. But it came out in 92 and you can't always find it, so you gotta do what my hero George Kramer did. He's 49 years old and he loves Whitney. Stand by.
And I...
Oof. Don't ever make fun of my singing again.
We'll always love you.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Today we toast George Kramer.
No, we toast Frank Farmer.
He walked into a public library in Racine, Wisconsin last week, and he said, "Hey, man, y'all got that movie, The Bodyguard?"
Oh.
They gave him the DVD. He sat down in the library, pulled out his laptop, and began watching The Bodyguard. That would have been absolutely appropriate of him. That is, until the librarian spotted him cracking open a beer.
Oh, no.
The librarian kindly told George, "Hey, you can't drink in here. It's a library." So George got upset and stormed out with the DVD still in his laptop.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrong. I hope she goes to jail.
There's no word on whether or not on his way out he said, "So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way."
Okay.
Well, the cops eventually tracked down George Kramer, and he frantically biked away.
He biked away?
But when he got off his bike, the DVD fell on the ground.
Oh, man.
Not only did he scratch and ruin the DVD, but he was also arrested for theft. Guys, don't be like George. I'm sure you could find somewhere to stream The Bodyguard. In fact, when we YouTubed this song, we found the whole movie on YouTube.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. It was the first thing that popped up.
No
kidding. You see that?
Let me look.
Are you kidding me? Bodyguard, full film.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
No kidding.
That movie is the jam!
You got to pay for it, though, man.
Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It is one of my favorite movies.
It really was so good.
Yeah.
And Whitney did such a good job!
Frank Farmer, man. Frank and Rachel.
So
one of the
go.
Best love stories were done.
I mean, they're no Ross and Rachel, but yeah, they were really good. That came out in 92, dog. That's 25 years ago.
Oh my gosh, I can watch
25
the whole movie.
25 years ago, do not press play on that right now.
Wow, and nobody even kicked them off yet.
Oh man. Yeah. Filming the music video. Yeah. Will you please stop? I'm so distracted. Moving on.
I know what I'm doing after the show.
Okay. Moving on to tragicer things. The Golden Gate Bridge was opened 80 years ago. And since then, more than 1,500 people have jumped off of it.
Wow.
That's an average of 19 people a year committing suicide over the last 80 years. Last year alone, 39 jumpers off the Golden Gate Bridge. And officers stopped another 184 people who were trying. So here's some good news. San Francisco, after 80 years, is finally doing something about it. On Thursday, construction started on a net about 20 feet below that should catch anyone who jumps off. It is going to cost the city $200 million.
Good.
It's going to come from federal, state, and local taxes and should be finished within 4 years. And yes, $200 million is worth it. Did I mention over 1,500 people have jumped?
Yeah, have you seen the nets?
No.
Here's the thing. When you look at the net...
I worry that people are going to want to jump now.
Well, the thing is like, they're going to jump, but if they're really trying to commit suicide, they're going to hit the net, and what's going to stop them from rolling over the net?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's great that they have that, and hopefully it does work, but when you look at the picture, you go, but...
Well, here's the thing. A study out of Harvard found that 9 out of 10 people who attempt suicide and fail do not try it again.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So it's probably one of those situations where they jump, probably don't realize there's a net down there. They get the net catches them and they're like,
but
oh
is
my
it
gosh.
Like a spider web? Like you said, is it going to be sticky? How do we stop them from rolling off the side?
Well, I think the hope is that they realize
they jump and then they go, oh man.
Yeah. What was I thinking? You know? I guess that's the hope.
Yeah. That's a crazy net, man. Good it on is. You, San Francisco, for doing something about it.
Whatever it takes, man. It's going to save lives. Heck yeah.
$200 million. Can we go back to Priceless. The bodyguard?
Yes, we can. All right. We got to take a quick break. Tam will be in. I'm sure she will update us on her beautiful weekend for Easter. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show, we'll be right back. Lael, big or smaller?
Lael!
Star 88, Dex and Steve-O, hello.
Hi.
904.
High today of 83 degrees.
What's the week look like?
Well, let's take a look at the week, shall we? 80s, man. It's going to dip down to 75 this Friday, but other than that, it should stay up in the 80s throughout the rest of this week.
Oh, goody.
Blah! Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, I-40 East at 4th Street. Accident was reported about 30 minutes ago. It's off to the right as we speak, but apparently some bad stuff happening because there was another accident. It's not on my map yet, but allegedly there was an accident somewhere because Tam's not here because she was behind an accident. Uh-huh.
Ooh,
sure. That's right.
Is she really stuck in traffic or is she sleeping in today?
Let's find out, shall we? Let's find out.
Again, thank you to the wonderful Starmy for coming out for Sunrise Service. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Uh-huh, hello. Hello.
Hello, who is this?
These are your friends. I mean former, but, you know.
Oh.
Tam, what are you doing and where are you?
You guys, I want to do traffic. Can I just do it? Because I'm literally in it. So I just figured I would give you the update.
I mean, we just did traffic, and there was an accident reported I-40 eastbound at 4th Street. But I'm like, you wouldn't be driving in that general area.
No.
I don't see any other accidents on my map.
You want to know where I was?
Yeah, just...
This is where I was. Coors and Rio Bravo.
Wow.
Now, you're wondering what I'm doing in the South Valley. It's a secret to everyone.
That's hilarious.
But I will...
It's on my map. It just popped up. Coors Boulevard at Rio Bravo.
What are you doing over there?
South. There's an accident reported.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
I actually, this morning at 6 o'clock, I had to get my grandmother and take her to the doctor's office. And then she lives, like, on throughout the area of this town. And so I have to take that road in order to get there. So...
Okay.
That's what I was doing. And it literally happened. It happened like 2 minutes, no joke, if that, after I had already turned to drop, like to go the other way and everything else. It was crazy. The timing of it was crazy.
Well,
So are you stuck in the South Valley right now?
No, I broke through. I finally broke through. I'm now on the highway. I am headed straight for you guys. I'm just going to run right into that studio and see Steve-O's smiling face.
Beautiful. Well, then we'll see you in just a few. Do drive safe now, young
You're
lady.
You're going to miss the announcement.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving away tickets to Mercy Me. It's a sold-out show.
You're
we're about
me.
To make somebody's day.
Yep. Okay.
Love you. Bye. Okay, I'm gonna be listening. I'm gonna be listening, and I just uh-huh. Let me just tell you that I can't wait.
Okay.
I just can't wait.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll see you soon. Okay.
Oh, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's make the announcement. We have a winner for the Mercy Me VIP tickets.
That's crazy, man. On Sunday, of course, Easter Sunrise Service, and everybody that was able to take part and post a photo. And I mean, dude, it's a sold-out show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is going to be a great show. And
our web people came in and they were like, here we go. Let's
hold on a second here. Let me calculate here real quick. According to our Instagram geography.
It's not a word.
Our winner it's a word, but for the Mercy Me VIP tickets is Karen.
Wait, that's it? That's all you're gonna say?
So let me see real quick. We get that last name. Give me the last name here.
That doesn't narrow it down, man.
Karen is the winner.
Yeah, but they didn't give you like their Instagram account name or anything.
Well, I mean, it was really hard to hold on 1 second here. Yeah, can't make it out. Sorry. Karen
is... Oh, man,
is,
there's going to be a handful of Karens greatly disappointed
in you. If
your
name is Karen, well, you need to check your messages on because we're going to repost this.
Yeah.
And we'll tag you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're listening right now and your name's Karen, you should go to your Instagram page and
check your
see,
messages because they did, in fact. Done it. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Congratulations.
That is how you'll know if you receive a direct message on your Instagram account, Karen. It's always funny because you're like, and the winner is...
Oh!
49B Living South.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we were. And the thing is, cool. Her name on Instagram wasn't even Karen. It was, we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
We don't
there
know.
You go. All right.
So, congratulations. They won a pair of tickets to see Mercy Me VIP style.
That's coming, man.
You know, when Tam gets in, your chance to win.
Yeah, we got to give these tickets away.
I can't believe they're back, guys. They love New Mexico.
I'm so sad, dude, because I'm going out of town, so I will not be in Ruidoso. But next Thursday, for King and Country, are going to be playing at Inn of the Mountain Gods down in Ruidoso. Yeah.
Woo! Beautiful. We have,
I love those dudes!
We have tickets for you, pairs of tickets to give away. We'll play a game when Tam comes in for your chance to win.
Yeah.
If you'd like to go down Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort Casino.
Oh, good. There's another crash, by the way. Coors at Barcelona.
Oh, okay. That's
good job, South Valley. Playing bumper cars out there, yo.
Playing bumper cars, man.
Rocking it in the South Valley. What was that? That was a weird accent.
And yours wasn't.
No, my grandmother lived off Sage, yo.
Oh, okay.
So, welcome to growing up in that area. This is a true story. Coors, like 98th. Up in that area, like 98th,
uh-huh,
Sage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
No probs, yo.
Did you know the Boston Marathon went down?
Yeah. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, this is crazy. Apparently, people used to think women couldn't run marathons. I mean, isn't that a weird, like, think about back in the early 1900s. Even 50s and 60s, it was such a different time.
Yeah.
Think of how much we've changed as a culture. Yeah. Women weren't allowed to run in the Boston Marathon until 1972. But one woman ran the whole thing 5 years earlier. A 20-year-old student at Syracuse University named Catherine Switzer entered in 1967 under the name K.V. Switzer. That way they wouldn't know she was a woman. There's a famous black and white photo of an unofficial
trying to, or excuse me, of an official trying to rip her number off about 2 miles into the race. Have you seen this photo? So this photo, she's 2 miles into the race, and an official figures out that there's a woman running the race, and they try, you know, ripping off her her number.
Oh my gosh. That's great. That is a gnarly photo.
Yeah. But then the boyfriend right behind here jumps in and shoves the guy out of the way. She ended up finishing in 4 hours and 20 minutes. Now, 50 years later, she just ran it again.
Wow.
She's 70 years old now and hadn't run a marathon since 2011, but she finished the Boston Marathon yesterday in 4 hours, 44 minutes.
That's incredible.
And 31 seconds. Looking out on the road, I see the road going by. Looking out on the road, I see
you going by. Looking out on the road, going by, yeah. I have no idea what song this is.
What? Forrest Gump?
No. I saw it once in the movie theater.
Remember when he's like running? I was running and I just couldn't stop running. Remember? This is the song.
Please do your Forrest Gump voice again.
She posted some photos and videos on Twitter, including one of her passing the spot where the official tried to rip her number off 50 years ago.
That's amazing.
Here's that photo right there. It's pretty cool. That's a video. Here she is talking about her first marathon.
What kept me going was I had to make the decision. I mean, of course, I felt scared and humiliated and embarrassed. This official was attacking me in front of the press truck, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. But my boyfriend bopped the official and sent him out of the race instead. And I ran on to finish. But I made the decision to finish because I felt if I dropped out, then everybody would say, see, women are not welcome. They always barge into places where they can't do it anyway, and she's just a clown. And I knew I had to finish to prove that women could, should, and be allowed to get opportunities for women in running. I got to tell you, it was like night and day. You know, that was a mixed response, although the men in the race in 1967 were absolutely wonderful. Mixed response from, obviously, officials and from spectators. But today, I've got to tell you, it was one of the most gratifying emotional experiences I've ever had. Millions of people, well, a million anyway, lining the course and shouting my name. Beautiful. They all knew who I was. They all had signs with saying 261 Fearless, we're with you all the way. Women equality is fantastic.
Yeah, she wore number 261 yesterday, which was the same bib number she wore in 1967. And it's the last time anyone will wear it in the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
She announced they'd be retiring it after the race. That's pretty cool.
Looking out on the road and see the youth and the looking out on the road and see the deer fly by. Looking out on the road and see the elk fly by. Looking out on the road and see the drop by.
Okay. Isn't that crazy? 1967.
Here's what's crazy is you always complain about how you don't want to get old and you want to die at 65. She was 20 years old when she ran it. And she is now, you know, 50 years later.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
70
years old. She sounded young, man.
She really did, right?
Yeah, dude. This is why you just got to keep working out and eating healthy.
Amen.
Telling you, dude.
What? Tell me. Don't be telling me. Tell yourself.
Life is a wonderland of joy.
There she is running.
Come. Hi, everybody. It's Kathy Switzer. I'm on the course at the Boston Marathon.
She's 70, dude.
She does not look 70 at all.
She does not look 70 at all.
She looks 82.
Okay, stop.
Where Jack Semple attacked me and tried to pull off my bib number. It's amazing. You look at the stone, you look at the houses, suddenly it all comes back to life.
Oh.
It was much earlier than I ever remembered. I always thought it was about 2 months.
Today, have you looked at the workout today?
No.
There's a lot of running.
Oh.
I'm going to talk to you like that the whole time.
No, you're not.
Pretend like we're in the Boston Marathon.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Steve-O?
Looking out on the road and see the steep go by.
No, you're not.
Looking out on the road and see the steep go by. Looking out on the road and see steep go by. Oh.
Anytime we have to run for the workout, you get so mad. Because
yeah,
I love talking to you.
You try putting on a fat suit, a 100-pound fat suit and running. It's not fun, bro.
All right. You can row if you want.
I almost rather row.
No, dude.
That's amazing. Shout out to that woman right there. KV Switzer.
Mm.
Of course, Catherine Switzer. She was booted. Well, they tried to boot her out in 1967 out of the Boston Marathon, but they didn't do it. Her boyfriend shoved the official after he tried to rip her number off about 2 miles into the race, and she ended up finishing in 4 hours and 20 minutes. And then that's when she was 20 years old. Let's fast forward 70 years old. She did, when she was 20, she did in 4 hours and 20 minutes. 70 years old, she did in 4 hours and 44 minutes.
Gosh.
That's impressive.
Yeah. 70. 70, bruh?
Oh. That would be such a cool thing to run a marathon.
Yeah.
There is no way.
You could do it.
26 miles?
You could do it, man.
Think about 26 miles.
Yeah. You could do it.
No,
it'd take you like three days.
Yeah,
it'd take you about 3 days.
It would take me a few days. It sure would. Yeah, it would.
But you could do it.
Yeah, anybody could do it.
I believe in you.
Honestly, anybody could do it.
Over under? I'd say you'd do it in less than 3 days.
You think?
Like 2 days, 2 days, 17 hours, and 45 minutes. That's what I would give you. That's what I would say.
I was so nervous you weren't going to make it in, Tam. So nervous.
Hello.
Hello.
I come bearing gifts.
Oh, you got gifts?
Yeah, brought you guys something.
Oh, weird, because you were late, so maybe if you hadn't stopped to get us gifts, you would have been on time.
Nope.
Oh.
These are from my grandmother to you.
Really?
Are you serious? Are you being serious right now?
I love grandma.
So, like a terrible person. Don't take the we're just going to tear it open.
Is there a jar of jam? Jar of jam?
Marmalade, maybe? Old people love marmalade.
Is it going
to
be?
Apple butter. Oh, my grandfather used to make the dopest apple butter.
They're for us to partake in while we do this show.
What is that?
Wait, what?
There are Whopper chocolate eggs.
Ooh.
What?
Okay, well, we'll just save this for Steve-O. And jelly beans!
Oh! Wait.
Can you even
wait.
Hear the gift?
But are they real jelly beans, or is your grandmother trying to trick us with like those
nasty
jelly?
Yeah, are you trying to prank us?
Are you trying to prank us?
Like Daniel did to you?
Oh, like Daniel did to me?
Wasn't us.
Daniel?
Daniel's a prankster.
Oh,
how many of
them
did you eat before you realized, wait, this tastes like skunk? I'll take the black ones.
Those are too
big.
I
love the black licorice
ones.
Those aren't the stinky ones. I'm like the odd one out. I know.
But you know, the purple ones kind of taste like that too.
When I was a kid, I hated them. I don't know what happened. I grew up and everybody like hates the black ones. And maybe that's why there's like an overabundance of... You can't have jelly beans at 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's breakfast time. You're crazy. No, let me just pour it on your hands. It's not going to fit.
Nope.
There we go.
That one tastes like Dove soap.
That's the good stuff right there.
Yeah, these are the old ones. Okay. You always knew when you went to grandma's, it's like, these are going to taste like soap.
It's a pee diaper. Yep, pee diaper.
No, these are not the gross ones. Wow, I got a cinnamon one.
Whoa, that one tastes like mothballs.
No, it...
Wait, that was a mothball. I just ate a mothball.
So I heard you guys were talking about marathon runners, eh?
Yep.
Yeah,
female.
Have you ever ran a marathon?
I want to see this picture that you were talking about.
So this was in 1967. She was 2 miles into the race, and that official tries to rip her tag off.
Mm-hmm. Angry man.
And then a boyfriend comes up, shoves him. She ended up getting away from the official.
So the boyfriend is running with her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she ended up finishing the race.
What's interesting is that her hair, is it long? Because I was wondering if she cut her hair or if she was trying to like pose to also look like the men as well.
No, it doesn't look like
guys,
it.
Guys, I think and grandma mixed some Pepto-Bismol chips in there with the... Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Oh, no.
Good news is my stomach's going to feel great later, but I really think I just accidentally ate a like Pepto-Bismol thing.
No, it just looks like it. Those
ones
are good.
No, I'm being serious, man.
Wait, are these from 1967?
Yeah.
Are these jelly beans
Grandma's
that
had that bowl out on the counter for a while, and it was like, how do we get rid of these? We'll take them to...
I don't know what you guys are talking
about.
I'll
give them to Tam.
But I am loving mine.
No, that was definitely an antacid. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Grandma, thank you. You care about my insides.
Wait, is that part of a denture?
Oh, my
God. What is that?
Yeah, right.
What is this? What is...
Hey, can I just say, every time, I laughed out loud, like my face opened up and laughed when you were like, nah, 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 like every single time. And then you said, then the elks fly by. I heard you say elks fly by.
You guys go ahead. Wing this one.
Oh,
just the two of you.
Okay.
You and me, we're like the duo now.
All right.
We're like the power couple.
You go first.
We're like Frank and Rachel.
I'm going to do your harmony.
Oh, wait, hold on. Almost there.
Oh, we're almost there?
Yeah.
Never heard this song in my life. Let's try it.
Here we go.
And.
Looking out on the road and see the up climber. Looking out on the road and see the down climber. Looking out on the road and there goes Tam go by.
Worth a shot.
Those were that was about as tasty as your grandmother's jelly beans.
Maybe you got a bad batch.
I'm not joking. I just got one that I'm like, I think that was gum that I just swallowed.
Switch.
I don't think these were all jelly beans.
Switch me.
Gosh.
These are great. You're gonna want these.
I don't know, man.
the worst thing.
These are the Whopper eggs. These are the ones with the little chocolate Whoppers. Love those. Whoppers used to be my favorite candy.
But my fear is much like my grandmother.
Oh no,
when she was still alive. She had bowls of stuff out and about, but she also had tiny animals. See? I got that one! And I seriously think it's because, like, the candy got mixed up with other things.
No. Nope.
I really had a Pepto-Bismol one.
I think it's a mint.
And then, like, did she have chihuahuas or any little animals?
No, no dogs.
Nothing that licked them?
My grandmother is the cleanest woman.
How old is she?
She's 74.
Wow.
And she's so clean. She's 4'11". Today they weighed her at the doctor. This is hysterical. I was like, so how tall is she? They're like, well, she's 5 foot, but, or she's 5 feet tall, but she is wearing shoes. So, uh-huh. And she's like, I knew it. I've been 4'11 for a very long time.
Oh.
I'm like, you're so cute. Well, at least we know you haven't shrunk because she's not losing any bone density, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Can I just say? Also, who has appointments at 6:20 in the morning?
Old people.
No, the doctors agreed to have her come in at 6:20 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
They open that early?
They open that early, man.
Come on.
It's early.
Well, people got to get home for Price is Right, man. The stories. Yeah.
Will Fortune. Like,
I don't know if I can be there. Right at 8, General
Young
Hospital,
and the Restless.
Man.
I love me some Price is Right.
Yeah.
So today, I think I'm going to be able to stay the entire time.
Uh-huh.
No, try this one. Here.
No, I've tried it. I think I've tried every
Tam,
color.
This is, you realize They're this really is radio. Bad. You can't just bring in stuff like jelly beans and then eat them while we're on the air.
Yeah, I've another Pepto-Bismol one.
Yeah, because I'm the one eating them.
The pink ones are definitely Pepto-Bismol.
Do you like Red Hot?
You know what this is like?
What
Let's
is
say
it?
You were at Sunrise Service and you were singing because that's what you do.
I chew gum when I sing. Don't use this as
an
example.
Oh my gosh. Imagine you eating these jelly beans while you're sitting
there
singing
to
the crowd.
I'm done. Let me just finish this last one.
There are
millions
of people listening right now, and they're
guys.
Oh my gosh, this is so gross. I can hear Tam smacking.
The speckled pink one is potpourri.
No, it's not.
It is.
These are delicious, Dex.
No,
okay,
they're not.
But let me tell you this. So Sunrise Service, how did you guys feel about it?
Beautiful.
I'm going to go on record and say this for realsies.
You love Jordan.
Well, of course. Jordan's
great.
Amazing. He's a cool dude, and he lives it.
Best friend.
He's just a good dude. No. I'm going to go on record and compliment you. It was 7:30 in the morning. It is hard at 7:30 in the morning to get up there. And girl, your range, oh my gosh, you were straight perfection. And I'm not even being funny. I think I cried because I was like, she is crushing this.
That is so kind.
I'm not kidding. It was the best I've ever heard you. You were just on, dude.
Really?
And it was really impressive. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
That
it was
is
like,
so cool.
We're outside and the sun's coming up and everybody's worshiping and I'm like, damn,
he's killing it.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look at him. He's so overwhelmed by the love of the spirit. No, it was just your vocals were like, I was overwhelmed.
It was pretty
you
good.
You unravel Steve.
In my melody.
Like a melody.
Man, you know, to sing in a stadium like that is like so cool because there's no compressors on your vocals. There's no like, it's just open. And I love that. I think that today, I know that we have to prepare and we have to be careful to like not be distracting sometimes when you're a singer and you get off or maybe you're a little pitchy because you can't hear something. So audio team tries to help out a little bit. I think that's helpful.
Right.
But there are also times when it's just nice just to sing just totally raw. It's just it's your voice, it's your heart, it's everything inside of you, and you just pour it out. And I think that's kind of what it was. That's what it felt like. And it was such a blast to be able to hear that sound just like burst, like just go. It just went. Like wherever it stops, who knows, kind of thing. I love when things like that happen. Stadiums are the best place to sing. I think the way you feel it, the way you hear it, as well as the way you sing it. I think it makes a
big actually
difference.
Have some audio of Tam at her at Sunrise Service.
Not me. You do this every time.
Damn! What
was
that?
Oh, say, can you see?
Wow!
How beautiful!
Beautiful. That was beautiful. That's what it takes right there.
Speechless. Now I get why Steve-O was crying. Do not dog on those ones. Those ones are good. Look at Steve-O's face.
I just ate a Whopper egg.
No, it's good.
That was licked by her grandma's chihuahua.
Steve-O's the worst. I'm sitting there ragging on you, Tam, but it's Steve-O's the problem when it comes to food.
I'm not eating anything. He's just chowing down
that
over there.
That seriously tasted like a lemon pepper hot wing.
No, it did.
A lemon pepper hot wing?
Yeah, like grandma went to Wingstop and forgot to lick her fingers before she put the Whoppers in the bowl.
He is making that up.
No, dude, I'm not being funny. There's definitely some spices in this Whopper that grandma added. It's not... I don't think things are right.
We got to take a break. Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't.
Do you have
I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Do you have some stories to share about Sunrise Service? Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, am I allowed or is this like we're going to a break?
Well, yeah. I mean, coming up. Tease it.
Yeah.
You got anything to share?
I'm going
to
tease it. I'm going to tease a rumor that got spread about myself.
What?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we should do that, Tam.
I'm going to tease it.
Okay.
I have to go. I'm speaking to the school ministry students today, too, so.
All right.
We won't take too long of a break,
no,
right?
No.
I gotta go rinse my mouth out.
You
we gotta go.
Lie like a rug.
We'll be right back.
Okay, great. Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Kenyan athlete sweep at the famed Boston Marathon. Edna Kipla got finished within 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds, nearly a minute ahead of her closest competitor in the women's race. In the men's, Joffrey Kirui finished within 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds.
UH-60 Blackhawk helicopter from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, with 3 crew members on board, crashed near Leonardtown, Maryland.
New numbers from ICE say the number of immigrants arrested since President Trump took office is up 33% compared to the same period a year ago.
Police investigating reported sightings possibly of a suspect who posted a murder on Facebook over the weekend.
This is what we would consider a national search.
20-year-old Arjan Shatan has been found dead in his jail cell. You may remember Shatan was accused of killing 5 people in a mall last year.
He apparently committed suicide by hanging himself.
The Arkansas Supreme Court now barring a judge who blocked the state's multiple execution plan from taking up any death penalty related cases.
Bad news for drivers in Atlanta. Buckling pavement forced the shutdown of westbound I-20, an interstate being used as an alternate route because I-85 is shut down.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm so depressed after listening to all that.
Yep.
Welcome to the news, yo.
Welcome to it.
Welcome.
9:35. Good morning.
How today?
85.
Okay, 83 degrees. Also, Steve-O's on that traffic real quick. He's watching a traffic
for real?
Accident.
No, I was. It was. Gosh, that was tragic. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that was tragic. Whatever you just pulled up.
I'm checking for accidents.
Rio Bravo and Coors doing?
Coors Boulevard at Rio Bravo Southwest. The accident was reported about 45 minutes ago. How was it? Like, did you get past it, or is it still? Because it's still on the map.
It's pretty backed up.
Yeah.
It's pretty backed up. There was a woman who was on a. What are those?
A schooner.
That thing.
Like a sailboat.
Nope. Like are they called gurneys? What are they called?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Gurney?
Yeah, so they put her on a stretcher. She was on a stretcher. And there was a little kid, and I was so nervous. I thought he was hurt, but he looked like he was okay.
Good.
And there was a girl holding him, and then there was another person who looked like they were injured as well. There were 3 cops at the scene and an ambulance, and then another cop at the light above me turned around as well as the ambulance again.
You are so great with details.
Something is literally happening.
How do you remember all of that?
I don't know, man. I just
That's
know when
great.
I'm. I just it's my protector mode, probably.
Probably.
just want to protect.
Thanks, I wish I had remembered details yesterday when my car totally got slammed by a big old clump of rock and cement. Because
now
they don't remember the number on the garbage truck. But I kind of remember it.
No.
Dude, I had to like, it was crazy. I'm like, keep control of the car.
Who?
I couldn't swerve because there was a car in the other lane, and you know, we were on the freeway. So
that's so scary.
But it was
scary.
Like it was like NASCAR flying by me on the left in the far left lane, which was crazy to me.
Yeah, I think it's okay the fact that you didn't.
So remember last week when I told you guys that I almost died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we didn't have time to share it.
That's right. You teased it.
So that actually, what he's talking about, happened to Tones and I.
Really?
We dropped off our friend. We took him for his birthday. We dropped him off, and he walked up to his door. Antonio usually just drives off. He doesn't wait for them to get inside the door. And I'm like, honey, you need to wait. That's rude.
That's such a woman thing. It really is.
Well, I've given up on trying to have him wait. I just kind of let him be. It's been like probably a solid 9 months since I've even tried.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of surprised because he didn't drive off right when our friend got out of the car. And I was like, that was weird. And I thought, that's really sweet. He's waiting till he gets to the door. And nothing was out of the ordinary, really, besides that. And then our friend opens the door. And as the door shuts, Tones is ready to turn, to make a U-turn. We're in a neighborhood, mind you, right? He goes to turn and he stops the car. And a truck going 80 miles an hour neighborhood flies by. All I saw was a flash of light. That was it. Just the flash of light. It flies right by us. And about half a second passes when I realize, was that a car? And Antonio's sitting there like, what? Like, what was that? And all of a sudden you hear, and then he drives off.
Like that? that what you heard?
Ooh, that, right there.
Oh.
Those right there.
Really?
So that's crazy because those tires sound just like it, like at the end. That's exactly how it sounded. So it creeped us out because we're like, what just happened? We're in a neighborhood and this dude was, if he's going 80 miles an hour, literally probably 100 feet from us is when the curve starts to the neighborhood. It like turns because you're going to the stop sign. You're in a neighborhood, man.
So he drifted? Was he drifting?
So he drifted totally. He was drunk, obviously. He goes down and then he didn't realize it turned just so as fast as that. He turns the corner and just slides into a car. Boom. And so we drove down there. Antonio, the first thing, obviously, my Marine husband says, we have to go help them. We can't just sit back and do nothing. Yeah. That's the first thing he said. I'm like, that's great. Just make sure when you're making your little U-turn right now, he's not going to come back up the street and like head-on collision us like he almost just did. We almost T-boned us. We would have died. Down, hands down, we would have died.
I bet that guy probably just got done watching Fast and the Furious.
Must have. And so then we turn and we look and there is a car, a red car that is sitting in front of the house and the whole back of it is split open. It was a beautiful car. It was beautiful. And it was done.
Wow.
Then I see across the street a silver car that's been thrown across the street into these huge mailboxes.
Holy cow.
And this car's demolished. And the tire, the axle's turned up and the tire's split and the windows are shattered and everything. And the side of the car's in. It's nuts. If he didn't do as much damage to the first one, like I thought that was over.
Holy cow.
I look over and he did worse damage to the one across the street. And so we're like, what is going on? So people start coming out of their houses about 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
People come out of their houses and they're like, is everybody okay? And Antonio goes in. I mean, this dude, he's just so cool to watch. Like, it's so fun to watch him just go protecto style. So like, he starts making sure everybody's good. He checks the cars. There's a baby. There was a car seat in one of the cars. So he goes over to make sure. He gets his flashlight out. Like, he had everything. And he was just like, he was looking to see if there's a kid in the car. And is everybody okay? So turns out these dudes are on the corner. They're at a party. It was like one of those stupid pranks.
Oh, my gosh.
Where, like, you just basically leave your driveway and see how fast you can drive down the thing.
Oh.
So dumb. So Antonio and I, we walk up to the corner, and we see them. And we see these guys come out of the house, and they start to kind of surround the car, the truck. And we know it's them. And Antonio said, you know what? Let's be wise. We've already called the cops, but let's just be wise. We're going to walk away right now. He's like, I'm not going to try and take all eight of those guys. Even though I'm telling you, he probably could.
Oh, Tones could.
And then I was like, okay, that's probably wise. Cause I mean, look at me. I'm terrifying they're afraid of me, clearly.
Sure. Yeah.
So we turn around and we don't mess. We don't poke and push. We're trying to be wise.
Yeah. It's probably good.
We're waiting for the cops to come. They didn't come. It was like 3 hours before they showed up. 4 hours, I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
11, 12, 1, 2, 3. It was about 3.5 hours.
Did they get hurt or anything when they?
Nobody got hurt because these cars were parked in front of these houses.
But the two guys? Was it one guy in the car?
We don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
We couldn't tell. This girl who's got the red car, I go knock on her door. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to like open, come on, your car. Like, this is bad. I'm so sorry. You're going to wake up to something terrible. So I want to tell you like what's going on. Nobody answers. We finally end up having to leave.
I would have been so mad if like, no, you would have woke me up. I would have rather woke up and saw my car than like,
someone wake
in
you
the
up
middle of the night
you.
Than not be able to go back to sleep.
And then like, I just have to go to
Thanks,
work anyway.
Tam.
So we let our friend stayed. We ended up just leaving because we were like, okay, the neighbors are here. They're going to wait for the cops. Everybody's good to go. We gave them all the information that we had. If they want to call us, they can. We gave them our number, everything else. We find out the next day that one of the neighbors, our friend, he had told us what happened. The girl shows up with the red car who got like split open in the back. The girl shows up at 2:30 in the morning and she's just furious, right? Because she shows up to her car
Fast
just
and
messed
furious.
Up. And she's like, what is going on with my car? She looks up to see the corner and there's a party still going on. So what does she do?
Oh no.
Yep.
You have the craziest stories, and I never want to hang out with you ever.
She decides to go up the street and go into the party and take pictures of everyone. And
oh
they're trashed,
gosh.
And they're high, so they don't know what's going on at this point.
Some lady just taking pictures.
The truck is still in the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
She takes pictures of the truck. She takes pictures of the license plate. She takes pictures of the whole thing, right?
Wow.
The whole thing. Then she proceeds to go back to her house and finds a little piece of evidence. Yes, yes, yes. A beautiful little piece of evidence that you cannot deny nor run from. And that is the fact that it was the truck's headlight with make and model that was stuck and lodged in her car.
Oh.
Justice prevails!
Wow. Yeah, they got busted.
Man, your story's way worse than mine.
Totally busted.
Well, I'm glad it didn't happen to you guys, though.
I mean, yeah,
it would have been closer. You guys
died.
Almost gotten taken out.
We would have. Both of us would have been gone. I have no doubt in my mind. Both of us. So that was pretty scary.
Man.
And on a lighter note, the rumor that was spread.
Oh, okay.
During sunrise service.
Rumors, yes. Rumors.
Did you have any Fleetwood Mac?
You play
Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Hold on.
No, dude.
Oh my gosh. It's not, that's not it. that's fine. Is that a cat? What was that? Oh, that was Steve-O.
It was not
He's
me.
He's going, in the background. Turns out people think that Jordan Felice and I, although we have different last names, are brother and sister.
Looking out on the road and seeing Tamar. Looking out on the road. Jordan Felice.
Really? Brother?
Yeah.
Like, because you look like each other?
Now, here's what I wonder. Is it because we both have brown hair? We both have big brown eyes? Maybe I have high cheekbones?
I'm not seeing it at all.
I looked at the picture. I looked back at the tape, guys, and I just don't see it.
Huh.
But it was a pretty big little chit-chat fest over there at the old sunrise service. And then when I came back at 11:30 service. Man, it was so much better at sunrise singing over there. I mean, it was great to come back and everything, but gosh.
Did you guys have any issues getting back here on time?
We did not. We got here with 10 minutes to spare.
Oh, wow.
I love the new time change.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then Web Team said they did post sunrise service, so it is up on calvaryabq.org. If you like, if you missed it, you want to see it, you guys can go take a look at it.
Yeah. Man, over 20,000 people at sunrise service.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
It was a blast.
It was a great morning. And I think probably because of the weather.
Oh,
I bet
you
that's what it was, right?
Weather was incredible. But we usually pack out pretty...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's usually,
even last year was...
It was freezing.
Yeah.
And people showed up still. And
Looking
you were there.
On the road and see the tam ride by.
Nope. Not on the road and see that elk fly by.
elk fly by.
That was my favorite part.
That's the best line.
About that whole
that
thing.
That is the best line right there.
True story.
Well, good. So you found out that Jordan Felice is, in fact, your brother.
No.
Good.
That's pretty amazing, man.
That's not amazing.
I have a brother somewhere in Texas that I've never met.
Have you? Do you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I do.
You have a brother? We're out there, brother.
Yeah. His name's Robbie. I've never met him.
Do you want to meet him?
Is his name really Robbie?
You want to meet him, huh?
Stop it.
What?
Let's meet him.
Why?
I'll go with you.
What do you mean, why?
I don't know.
Where does he come from? Tell me where this Robbie comes from. What land
like,
and
literally,
village?
Literally, my dad.
Wait, see
so,
that?
Okay, but he's your half-brother.
Think about that.
That's what I said.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, the possibilities.
My sister, I have a half sister, and you know how similar we are? We seriously, we laugh just alike. The things that we're into, it's a strange thing. She's a lot older than me, but so we didn't grow up together.
Yeah.
But one of the coolest things, now I met her when I was younger, but we never hung out together. We never lived, she never lived in Montana. She lived in San Diego.
Wow. And so, two totally different lives.
Yeah. When I got older and I lived in San Diego, we got to spend a lot of time together and our laugh was similar. I mean, it's just a creepy thing.
Does Steve-O even know? Does your brother Robert know that you exist?
I mean,
how do you know he exists?
From your mom?
Journal?
Yeah.
Well, how does he know you exist? Does he?
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, I would assume so. Yeah.
Can I get a make and model on this guy?
Okay.
Dude, Buck and I did this on the air years ago because Buck found out that he had, I think, two brothers and a sister. Half brothers and a sister.
Yeah.
And we did it on the air.
No way.
We got to talk about it for the first time. He went out there and flew out there and met them. And he said it was cool.
So my mom's adopted, but she doesn't really want to meet the fam. She's not into it.
I can understand that.
I guess there's some that are and some that aren't. But you weren't adopted, man.
Right.
Maybe you should just...
Okay, go away forever.
Maybe you should just throw it out there. He can throw it back if he wants.
Family's a big deal.
And maybe you'll feel like you have even bigger kindred spirit.
Hmm?
You think? He lives in Texas?
I shouldn't have said anything in front of Tam. Dang it.
I'm going to visit mygenealogy.org.
Okay.
Is that what it is? .com? Whatever it is. Anyway.
Ancestry.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, no, my uncle, my dad's brother, they contact him or whatever. They talk to him or whatever.
It's time.
Isn't it time?
Uh-uh. You don't want to? Tell us why. Tell us why you don't want to. Steve-O, that's your cue.
Somebody just chimed and said, this is the quietest I have ever heard Steve-O.
Seriously.
Thank you. Because one of us is uncomfortable. I don't want to!
Why though?
Because it doesn't matter!
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
What am I going to say? Hey, man, we had the same dad. Bad news. He's been dead for like 30 years.
That's okay. Wow. You guys are brothers.
You would never say that. That would never happen.
Exactly. So what do I say?
You're my half-brother.
So were you into Star Wars?
No.
Cool.
You can say, hey, dude.
How's the last 40 or so years of your life?
Here's what I will say.
He's like older than me.
Can I say, it is a little weird how... Can I speak now, please?
Yeah, man.
Steve-O's been he's kind of weird when it comes to his siblings.
Mm.
Like even the ones you grew up with, I feel like you're not very close.
The ones I grew what?
I'm just throwing it out there because.
Yep, call a sister.
You even said like you rarely talk to Scotty and you rarely talk to your sister. Now you don't want to meet your half brother.
I hate you guys so much.
See?
Hey.
Who are we calling?
None of your business. Get out of my life.
You calling the half-brother?
Are
we
doing
this right now live?
No, dude. Wouldn't even know where to start.
Robert, is that you?
No.
Hello, Robert. Robert, hello. Robert. Is this Steve-O's half-brother? Hello.
No, it's not. You dumbs.
Robert, will you stop it? Oh, my gosh. He's not answering.
Because it's not Robert.
He has caller ID, probably.
He probably doesn't know the number.
Yeah, because he's never, ever
let it go to
seen
voicemail.
This number.
See, you're obviously your siblings.
Hi, this is
don't
Robert.
Want to talk.
Please leave a message.
To an automatic voice
please, you're calling.
System.
This is my half-brother, Steve-O.
Oh,
please leave
gosh.
A message.
Who was that?
That was my sister.
Oh,
she doesn't care.
My
real
distant.
Life sister.
Call your brother.
Great. I don't want to.
He's got this weird relationship with his siblings.
No, I don't.
Close siblings
I
would have answered.
Isn't it weird? Wouldn't you want to know if you had a half brother or half sister out there? Wouldn't you want to meet them? Just
yeah,
because,
man,
that's your blood, man.
Gosh, I hate you guys.
Unless it was like done in a weird way.
I
hate to be like, I'd be like, hey, I'm mad at you. I don't know why I'm blaming you because it's not your fault.
Why would you be mad?
Yeah. Oh, hello. Is this Robert?
Invisible.
No, it's not.
Oh,
Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott.
What are you guys doing?
Dude, I got Tam and Dex in studio.
Hi,
and they're
Scotty.
Driving me crazy. And they're like, you and your family are weird. And I'm like, you're weird. And
does Scotty
so,
know about the newfound news?
It's not newfound news.
Scotty.
Right quick.
I'm on a roof taking bees out of a ceiling.
Okay, oh! He's got to go.
No, that's cool, man. Just stay with us.
He's got to go.
So I think that pretty much settles it that we are weird, though.
We are.
Am I right?
I mean, no.
He just said, am I right?
No, we're not weird.
All right.
We're weird. Right.
Scotty.
Thanks for the bees, like, man.
What? Well, what's everybody else's siblings doing this morning?
Well, exactly. Hold on. Scotty.
Scotty.
You know you have a half-brother out there, right?
Yeah, I did know that.
Do you want to meet that half-brother?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, I don't want to not meet
him. No, yeah. No, Steve-O's like, I don't want to.
I don't care.
Steve-O's like, I don't care. I don't want to meet him. That I grew up with.
Steve-O's resisting us.
Yeah, Scott. He's my real brother.
You'll always be his real brother. That's fine.
I don't care. So anyways, they were giving me a hard time because apparently I don't care.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I also really care about my real brother who's on a roof trying to collect bees, so I don't want him to die.
Well, and that's the other thing is I don't even know that guy, man.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Well, he's your blood. Why wouldn't you want to know him?
Oh gosh.
He's a lot older than us.
Yeah.
You know, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I have a brother. I have a sister. We grew up together. That's why we're close. I don't know this guy. Like, we're not close.
Did you hear that? He said we're close.
From New York,
he said
Scott?
We're close. So, there you go. Anyways, I love you, man. I hope you're safe up on that roof.
Hey, if you ever need help with the bees, I'm the bee whisperer.
No, you're not, dummy.
I have never been stung, and I actually, bees love me.
Yeah, okay. I heard that, too.
Well, you know, we could figure that out real quick, dude.
Oh my gosh, I thought there was a bee in here. Oh my gosh.
All right, anytime. I'll come and do it. I'll prove you guys that I can have bees land on me and not get stung.
That's not
gosh, he's the dumbest.
No, like we can actually figure that out like in a couple of hours here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a big bucket full of I'll let you stick your hand in there.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you don't get
this
stung,
is real.
Then all right.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'm going to call you back in a couple of hours.
Just call him back.
All right. I love you, man.
All right.
Later.
I feel like that'd be hard.
He said, "Call him back."
My brother is the
dopest
dude on the planet.
Couple hours.
So get this: he owns a pawn shop.
I thought there was a
and if that wasn't like crazy enough, he's like he's bored, and so he's like, "I'm going to buy this company." And so then he's like, right now, I'm not even kidding. He goes to places that discover they have a bee infestation and removes all the bees, and then. Entrepreneur little brother, I need to borrow some money from him. He then
uses honey,
gets all these hives, and then rents them out to like wineries in Napa Valley and is making a killing.
Really?
I'm like, gosh, you were the smartest dude. Why didn't I drop out of school earlier? And
wow,
wait,
yeah, next he's probably gonna start taking the honey and selling that.
Yeah, probably.
And Scotty's bee farm.
He's for real.
By hive, you didn't mean that was not metaphorical.
Anyways, I'm glad Scotty had that same response.
Wow.
Yeah. Scotty's honey.
Yeah.
Oh, Scotty's honey is his wife.
I mean.
No, it's
not. Or his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Right. For sure.
Damn, there's a bee!
I'm not kidding. I thought that was real.
Yeah, you
two
jumped.
Times in a row.
You
did
jumped.
You see me jump? It feels...
Dude, right there. People are chiming in and saying the same thing. My dad has another kid older than me that I've never met. I have zero desire to. I'm with Steve-O.
You can stop at the Brooklyn
That's
accent.
Okay.
Dude, it's his brother Scotty has the thickest Brooklyn accent. It's amazing.
I feel like it's
stick
more Boston,
hand right
though.
In there. Stick your hand right in there.
Stick your hand right in there.
That's Boston.
Park the car.
It's Boston.
Oh, someone calling
I got from New Mexico. I got a bucket full of bees. You can
but
stick
if you,
it in there.
If you met Scotty, it would make sense.
I bet he's wonderful.
He is.
He's seriously the greatest. When the zombie apocalypse happens,
he's
the only person I want to be around.
Him and Jones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I feel like Scotty has a different worldview, and he'll be willing to make the tough decisions, whereas Tones would want everybody to be safe. He cares about humanity and growing them, and Scotty would keep us alive, Rick.
Yeah. He is Rick Grimes. Yeah.
Scotty is. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well.
I mean. Hold on. We got to answer the phone.
Okay.
Good morning.
Scotty's not from New York.
Oh. This is also another family member.
Yes, here. This is another family member.
Understand.
This is another family member.
And did you hear Scotty go all Goodwill Hunting even worse? He's like, yeah, you come down here, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It was like, he just transformed.
Yeah.
As soon as Cam asked, hey, are you from New York? He just blew it off, didn't even say anything. Then it was like, yeah, that I'm out of there. He's like from Texas, right?
I'm out of back to 5 days.
That's what. Hey, that's what happens when you own a pawn shop and a bee business. You just get hard.
I've never stung. Understood that, bro.
Yeah. He's a Jeter.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. That was making me laugh.
I love you, Brodus.
I'm not one of your fan characters.
He's not a fan character, but he is the reason that my youngest son is named Brody.
This is Joey from Jamestown. Yeah. Driving. Just the usual. You guys know, because I'm a character on the show.
I love you.
Oh, love you, Brodus.
Larry the Laundry.
Larry Laundry.
Brilliant.
See you, Joey.
All right.
Later, Brodus.
Later.
Love you. I love that man. The one, the only Joey Belleville.
We're done with the show, Tam.
Oh, I miss you guys already. I thought you were going to give away some cool tickets or something.
Oh, my gosh. Tam, you messed everything up.
What?
How about this? If you guys want to go, because we have
so
many.
No, do not pull that card.
Right.
We're going to hold them. You're just going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Fine.
We're giving them away in a fun way.
We have like 50 of them.
I don't care. We got tickets to see
I'll take them.
For King and Country. We're going to do that tomorrow along with a free beehive for every third winner. Thanks, Scotty.
All right.
Giving podcast. It away with a sting.
You don't mess with my family, yo.
You can get Dex and Steve on demand. It'll be up at iTunes.
Google Play.
Star 88.fm.
Nice shirt.
Thank you to Karen for entering into the Mercy Me.
Thank you, Karen, with no last
contest.
Name.
Oh, I don't want to like say last names. People are going to start stalking her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Getting weird.
It's true.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.